Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Yo, what the fuck? I feel like we haven't filmed in mad long.
Yeah.
I know, bro. It's like I said, bro. It felt like 2 weeks.
All right, so before the video starts, quick motivational video.
Today, it was my senior year, and I was on the cusp of not graduating because I had to recover a credit because I failed algebra 2 my junior year. So I was in credit recovery. I was barely passing. And I sat down with our guidance counselor, and she literally told me, like, you are basically, like, delusional. Because I was like, I'm going to be a streamer. I don't really like, and I told her, like, I kind of just want to graduate and be done. And, like, she literally said, like, there's no chance you could play video games. And, like, for me, that, like, motivated me a lot.
Man, she can see you now, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I kind of, part of me wants to just, like, call her.
On everything I love, bro, there's people like that, too. Like, at my old job, that used to just do me dirty.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to pull up and be like, hey, you know, yeah. Now what? You said I wasn't going to be nothing.
Yeah. Wow, my guidance counselor just said I'm a...
And why, as an adult teacher, are you, like, putting down one of your, like, students? Like,
yeah. There are, you know, people that are doing it. Like, mm-hmm. There are people that are doing it. So, like, if people can do it, like, you can. You just got to, like, really work hard and, like, just sink your, like, all your passion into
it. 100%, yeah.
It's a fact. With that being said...
Clown boys.
Is that Chris? Is that Chris?
Shout out to the birds being back.
Right now they're quiet, but they're gonna be fucking chirping throughout the fucking podcast. But what's up, guys? Welcome back to the podcast that goes unnoticed.
Welcome back to the spot. Don't make it hot. We love you, even if you love us or not.
And welcome to episode 97. Shout out to all the listeners on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, and Patreon.
Patreons, I get your own personal shout out in the end.
We're back. We're back after a week of you guys missing us. We're sorry. A lot of shit has been hectic recently. A lot of stuff with, like, you know, he had a baby shower recently.
Merch.
Trying to get everything ready for the merch. And, yeah, I'm very excited for you guys to finally get, like, you know, your hands on the pieces and stuff. And, yeah, let's get this fucking show on the road, bro. I've been wanting to record for, like, a long time.
I know you have a lot of things to talk about and stuff.
Yeah,
I have a couple things to talk about. Obviously, the main one just happened literally recently and shit yesterday.
Yeah.
So, this is the day after post-baby shower and shit. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
It was hectic getting everything ready, making sure everybody was going to be good, enough chairs, enough tables, the food was going to be enough for everybody, the drinks and stuff. And shout out to everybody who helped me out, because, you know, planning a party isn't cheap and shit.
Yeah.
So a lot of people helped us out and stuff this time, me and Abby. So shout out to everybody. Shout out to George. He helped me out and shit. Shout out to George's dad. Her aunt, her uncle, and our friends like Mondo, Greg, Carlos. Shout out to them as well. My mom and stuff. My brother even. So shout out to everybody. And I don't know, did you have fun yesterday?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I had fun, bro. I was playing the games, bro. I was trying to win, but I couldn't secure no W, bro. I kept losing.
Bro, I had no fun yesterday, bro.
I could tell because like I feel like when it comes to big parties like that, the host usually don't really have fun because they're always stressing about, oh, making sure the guests are good and making sure everything's running smoothly, the game's running smoothly, like nothing goes wrong. I know what you mean.
Bro, I was stressed the fuck out.
I could tell, bro.
And then my mom was like telling me, like, because, bro, hosting a party is mad pressure, I swear, bro. Everybody's just looking at you to, like, see what's going to happen next. And you're, bro, it's my second time hosting a party. Well, I guess third time, but the first time was like a stupid shit, you know what I'm saying? Like a house. It was just a house party. It wasn't even like a party, bro. It was just a get together.
And you know, the crazy thing is, me watching you do the baby shower, me watching you like with everything that you do, it gives me what's that word? I feel like I have more time and more of an idea how to execute certain things. Like I feel like now if I do like in the future, whenever I have a baby, I do a baby shower.
Yeah,
I feel like I would know what to do.
That's good, bro. You're
just
learning
by watching you.
You're learning from my fuck ups or my doing good and stuff, yeah. Whatever. But yeah, it was just a lot of back and forth. And Julia fucking fell, chipped her tooth and stuff.
Oh, yeah, bro.
So, bro, it was kind of shitty, but I'm glad everybody came. Everybody had fun, and it's also good. My friend was telling me, shout out to Teddy. We were just having a conversation and stuff. Haven't seen him in mad long. And we were just talking. He came, and he was saying, like, yo, bro, it's fire. Like, appreciate what you have. A lot of people came just for you and Abby. So it's good. You're blessed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, think about it, bro. Like, there's some people who nobody shows up or they don't have that many people to invite. So it was...
Well, it was crazy seeing Ali there, too.
That's what I'm saying. Yo, shout out to Ali as well.
I was surprised. I was like, yo, what the fuck?
He actually wasn't going to come. I mean, I'm not going to expose his business, but he wasn't going to come. He told me he couldn't come for whatever reason. And he ended up pulling up later because he's like, yo, if y'all there later... I was like, oh, yeah, we're here till 11, bro, so pull up. He's like, all right, bet. So
fire.
He came, yeah. That shit was crazy.
I know you said that you was feeling like an adult.
Oh, yeah. That was my main feeling the whole time. I felt like a official, like, senor, bro, like a dad, bro.
For real?
Yeah, because I was hearing our friends, bro, have mad fun and stuff. Like, while I was cleaning and shit, they were, like, cheering and shit, like, taking shots and stuff. And yeah. I was, like, cleaning and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel like parents be feeling, you know? Like, when it was our, like, we were jits and stuff, we would see all the adults cleaning, we would still be running around
stuff.
Yeah. Or still fucking around, not worrying about, yo, who's taking who home, where's all this fucking garbage going, who's taking what food, bro. Oh,
leftovers?
Yeah, llévate pa tu casa, you know what I'm saying?
But, like speaking of that, whenever I was a chambalán for my cousin or for my god sister. When I was 15, 16, there was like after the party was over in the salon, I just remember us chilling, having fun, like,
and the adults fucking picking up,
adults in the background, like, yeah, picking up the chairs, the fucking tables and shit, because it was OD tables and stuff. So we was like, obviously, we had no worries, we were just there, like, laughing and being kids.
That's what I'm saying, bro. So that made me feel like, It made me feel like separate, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is now, but yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, it's crazy. Also, things separate, completely separate from the baby shower. There was a couple people who said something about the way I look, right?
During the baby shower?
Yeah, at the baby shower. I guess it's not really part of it, but because, you know, I have been working out and stuff, and they were just saying how I look different now.
You look slimmer?
Like I look... like stronger.
Okay.
My aunt said it to me, and she sees me all the time. I don't know why she says it now. Teddy said it to me, and then Ali said it to me as well.
Maybe it was type of shirt or maybe the type of clothes you were wearing, because you don't really like dress up like that.
I guess, bro. Yeah, maybe it could have been, bro. But multiple people have been telling me that I look different and stuff. So,
well, I do know like a few comments I've seen. Yo, yeah. I see Ricardo's face is getting slimmer. I see the progress, bro.
I mean, if it's working, it's working, bro. But it's been 2 months of consistently working out. Not really, like, crazy, though, because I'm not going to lie. Some days I've only worked out 1 day a week or 2 days a week.
Yeah.
But I try to at least work out
something in a week,
you know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And my job is constantly moving around, not just, like it's physical work and stuff. So,
yeah.
I feel like that's helped a lot, too, but enough of me.
But another thing, like, because we've been gone for basically 2 weeks, bro, and a lot of things happened the past week. Because we passed Valentine's Day.
Oh shit, we did.
So how did you spend your Valentine's Day?
Oh, so on Valentine's Day we actually went out to eat, but it wasn't just me and Abby.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't planning to go anywhere because we wanted to save money for
the baby shower
and, you know what I'm saying, get last minute things just in case we needed more money and stuff. So we weren't really gonna do anything, but then out of nowhere Abby's dad called us. It was like, yo, do you guys want to go to like this restaurant, you know, Noches de Colombia or whatever.
Yeah.
So he's like, yo, pull up there. And their family ended up going, like Abby's family and shit, which is my family. So we just ended up going over there. And yeah, we ate. I guess we went out to eat with the family.
Yeah. I mean, that's still fire.
Yeah, it was valid, bro.
For me, I worked that day. My girl was at school, so I didn't really see her. I feel like a lot of people who are adults now and have jobs, if you like, some of us work or are busy that day with school or whatever.
Well, I worked on Valentine's Day.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
So a lot of people work on that day, and then maybe sometimes like the schedules are like mixed up. Maybe somebody might work a fucking morning shift or a day shift, and then somebody might work an overnight shift. But for me, I celebrated on Sunday. Mm. But it was good because we did go out to eat. We went to like a Italian restaurant in Queens.
What's the but, bro? Don't tell me some shit. Oh my god!
But I got sick because the day before I went to go spend it with my girl. We were filming the merch,
bro.
The merch promo,
bro. Tell me why this guy, bro. I feel like it was your fault why you got sick, bro. Cause, bro.
Nah, but first it's worth it. Bro. I don't give a fuck, bro. Some of the shots were good as fuck, bro. I don't care.
Bro, all right. So you guys are obviously going to see the video of the merch and shit when it drops. But yo, keep in mind, guys, it was like, bro,
30 degrees
almost 20 degrees outside. And we were out there with just a shirt, bro.
Yeah.
Just the shirt, obviously pants and shoes and shit. There was snow still on the floor.
Because the day before, there was like a snowstorm.
Yeah, so we were changing shirts like outside, bro. Like, bro, we were like shirtless at one point because we had to change shirts and stuff, bro. Nah, it was
so
crazy.
If you guys see this shit and whenever it comes out, please buy the fucking merch. I did not get sick. We did not suffer for no reason. So go buy that merch. But like I was saying, bro, I did get sick and I didn't get a cough or anything. I think I just got a cold. Like I was like
a little fever,
runny ass nose and stuff. But shout out to my girl, bro, because literally within a day or two, I went over there Sunday. I stayed there till Monday night, and Monday night I went to work. But that Monday I was feeling a lot better because she was giving me medicine, bought me fucking Vaporu chicken soup, and obviously being covered in like the blankets and stuff. Yeah. I was just being a fucking baby, bro, but whatever. And then literally I went to work. I started feeling a little better because maybe that's also what helped me too, because instead of staying in bed, I was out. I was up moving my body.
Yeah.
And then in the morning, that morning, I felt like a little bit of phlegm and shit, but I didn't feel as shitty as the past 2 days.
Damn, so it was like going away. It was like done.
Bro, yes. And then the next day, I was good. And now I'm here. I'm good.
Damn, that's fire, bro.
Yeah, bro. I feel like, yo, let me not jinx it, bro. I was about to say something about my immune system, but that shit was good, bro. That shit was good.
Nah, for me, yo, like, I didn't get sick the next day.
Yeah.
But, like, I think it was, like, kind of, like, waiting to hit me, bro. Like,
why? Because you feel it now?
Yeah, I feel it now. I'm sick now. I don't know if you guys can hear my voice, but I had this fucking cough and shit. I'm spitting out phlegm and stuff, and I think it's because of that day, and then recent days, I rush to go to work.
Yeah.
Like, I wake up, I take a shower, my hair is still wet.
You don't bring a jacket or anything? You just wear a sweater or
something? No, I wear a sweater and stuff, but my hair is still wet, and, like, sometimes it'd be cold in there, so I feel like that shit fucked me up. And sometimes I'd be sweating, and, like, I'm hot, so I take off my sweater. And I'd be working without a shirt, and sometimes it's cold in there, too.
Yeah.
So I feel like...
Without a shirt or without a sweater?
I mean, without a sweater, yeah, without a sweater. And I think that's what fucked me up. And now I'm fucking sick. I was sick yesterday. Bro, it was so annoying, bro. Every single fucking second I wanted to cough, but like right now I want to cough.
But you're holding it in?
Yeah.
You're like that meme where the guy has his fucking veins popping out because like he's fucking holding in his
breath. Yeah, like I want to fucking cough and shit, but I'm not going to keep coughing, bro. Yo, in the morning my chest hurt too.
Damn.
Felt like I was smoking cigarettes, bro, and I never smoked in my life.
And I feel like that shit's way worse, bro.
It's just stupid, bro, but...
Nothing I want to say, bro. So you know how I said like the fucking... Because a snowstorm did happen the day before we filmed the merch. And then a snowstorm happened, I think, earlier in that week also. But what I want to get into is a little bit because it's kind of funny. The fact that schools nowadays is fucking, they're fucking pussies, bro. Bro, they canceled school because allegedly there was going to be a massive ass or a big ass snowstorm so bad that they had to cancel it, right? The next day, it only fucking Bro, it was only like 8 inches or less that it snowed and they canceled that shit, bro.
Bro, I remember
it ended up melting.
Bro, I remember when we used to go to school, bro. They would question it, bro. They would be like, "Oh, we're not gonna close schools tomorrow. Schools will be fully open, but we'll let you guys know
in the morning.
Any further notice or any updates if there's school or whatever."
Kids nowadays will never get the fucking struggle of like waiting in the mornings. Like, I remember my mom would put on the news to like and look for like the little like moving bars that tell you what schools are closed, and she would wait and be
seriously,
bro? Yes, bro. I would be sleeping, and sometimes when I would wake up, I see her in her room getting ready for work, and also with the news on, and it would show the little bar, and then like I would ask her, is there school today? And she would tell me, sometimes she would say yes or no, whatever. But like, bro, that's the struggle. We had to wait till the day of, like in the morning, to figure out if there was gonna be school or not.
I'm not gonna lie. My mom would just send me to school.
Bro, sometimes my mom would send me to school. I remember one time I got sent to school when it was snowing OD,
bro. And yo, whenever you would get to school, bro, your classes would be empty, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Like, I remember it would just be like me and like four other people would be like, "Damn, your mom's sent you to school too." Yeah, me too, bro. We're here.
So I'm saying, bro, and like obviously the school, you wouldn't even do any no work. You'd just be there. And surprises, the fucking teachers would be there too, bro.
Would you send your kid to school? Like, be honest.
Maybe once. Wait, what?
Let's say like it was dead ass bad outside, like OD bad. But schools were open. Would you send your kids to school, or would you like be like, "All right, bro, like it's crazy outside. You don't gotta go."
I feel like one time, yes, just so they could experience it, because I went through that shit, bro. So they gotta go through the same shit, bro.
Bro, blood's transferring the fucking generational trauma, bro.
Nah, bro, just one time, bro. That's it. Just be like, "Yo, honestly, my mom used to, your grandma used to send me to school all the time whenever it would snow, and I wanted you to stay home, but you had to experience it one time in your life."
Bro, there's no way I'll be like, "Yo, this fucking dumbass."
But I'll pick him up, though. I'll pick him up. Pick him or her up from school.
But not drop him off?
Nah, they had to take the bus.
Yo, what the fuck?
I'll make sure they go in, like, fucking, like, nice-ass coats or, like, fucking scarf, fucking a beanie. So nice boots, they'll be all right.
I'm fucking weak. What about, all right, let's say like it wasn't as bad like the one that recently happened, and they closed the fucking the schools and shit. Mm. Would you give a whole speech to your kid or whatever? Like, "Yo, bro, when I was a kid and stuff, you know, they used to send us in school in these weathers, you know, like type
I
shit."
I would.
You would say that?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You wouldn't do that?
I probably would, bro. I'd be like, "Yo, time is different, bro. Everybody is soft now, so shit, I don't fucking know.
Tight shit, bro.
That's crazy.
I did notice that too, though. Like, me and Abby were talking about that. Like, "Yo,
yeah."
I saw people posting on Instagram. Like, "Yo, like, bro, it's not even that bad, bro. That shit literally melted in like 2 hours,
bro." Because I usually wake up like 11, 12. And by that time, it wasn't even snowing. It was already sunny outside.
Bro, and it used to snow, like, OD worse before. Like, OD, yeah, like, yeah. Bro, I swear, people would actually have to shovel outside. And sometimes they would shovel and have to reshovel. Like, mm-hmm. I remember my mom would wake up at 7 in the morning, kind of shovel because she had to go to work and shit. And then
she'll wake back up?
And then, like, when I would go wake up to go to school, that shit was already full again. So it's like, it was no point of her shoveling and shit. So, yeah. Bro, it was crazy.
I know, I remember those times, bro. Like, I don't know why. Something to do with global warming, because in New York, it will always snow bad before. Fucking at least 2 to 3 feet of snow. On some trending topics of the week, bro, also that happened last week. So I have a lot, but one thing goes into a bunch of other shit, bro. So what I want to get into first is like something revolving this thing. So about the, so it's going to be the Super Bowl. And obviously, if you watch, for our football fans, the fucking, if you want the news, the Chiefs won. Yeah, I already fucking know. I didn't watch the Super Bowl. Sometimes it doesn't really interest me or whatever. But like a lot of other people that I know, they only watch it specifically for like the commercials, the ads,
or the halftime
show. But what I want to get into right now is the ads and the commercials.
Wait,
so
people watch it for the ads and the commercials?
Bro, there was a coworker of mine. They were like, "Are you going to watch the Super Bowl?" I was like, "Probably not. I'm going to be too busy for that, like editing or whatever." And then they were like, "Oh, I only watch it for like the commercials and shit." I was like, okay, what the fuck? Yeah, bro. But like, I want to get into some nerdy shit. Deadpool and Wolverine trailer, bro.
I saw that,
obviously, it was everywhere last week. And Deadpool is one of my favorite characters of all time. And what did you think of the trailer, bro? Did you fuck with it? Did you watched it, right?
I saw it.
So what do you think?
I mean, I feel like it's hard to say like that I don't fuck with it. It's just, it was fire, bro. Yeah. I like how, bro, I just know it's going to be a good movie, bro. Like, that's pretty much all I have to say. I like how Wolverine, obviously the suit is going to be like the original vintage shoe and shit.
Yeah.
And I didn't expect like everything to connect like that, but it's fire how everything is connecting and how I think they're officially part of like the whole Marvel universe and shit now.
Well, yeah. So what I understand is, cause there was a description of like the trailer or maybe like a movie, and it was like how Deadpool is gonna change the MCU forever, like the timelines and stuff. And it was kind of obvious in the trailer, cause I do know in the Deadpool 2, at the end of the movie when he basically goes back in time to clean up his timeline to kill his Wolverine origins. Remember that dumbass Deadpool that they made before? He killed that motherfucker, fucking killed himself playing about to play Green Lantern. And then in the trailer showed, I think it's called the TVA, that they were like part of Loki. Uh-huh. And they recruited him, but because a lot of rumors are saying that he's going to basically reset and rewrite the MCU. Because you know how right now it's in fucking shambles? A lot of shit sucks. Mm-hmm. So this could be a good way.
I know you wanted to mention Madame Web or whatever.
Oh, Madame Web, yeah. But this is a good way for them to kind of reset shit, set things right, and obviously change the whole thing completely, bro.
Yeah.
But also, because another thing that's in shambles right now is Spider-Man 4 specifically. Mm. And I want your thoughts on it, because Madame Web was fucking awful. I didn't watch it, but I've just watched clips. It's fucking so stupid, bro. Like, the fucking lines that they would say, like, the one line, when there's responsibility, great power will come. Like, I don't know, bro. It's so fucking retarded. They fucking reused the old Spider-Man 2 clips.
I saw that.
Bro, but whatever. And Sony, their plans for Spider-Man 4, like, they're scrambling to release Spider-Man 4 as soon as possible, basically by next year. And Marvel's original plan is to release it in 2026. And Sony wants it to be a multiverse film. Like the way it was in No Way Home. Mm-hmm. Since, this worked. It got a lot of money for us, for everybody. Let's do it again. Make it bigger. Bring back the other two Spider-Men as well. But the MCU doesn't want to do it. They want a more grounded film. Like a street-level Spider-Man film. And Sony's basically kind of ruining it and are saying, like, nah, we want this shit put out next year, bro. Big. Go big or go home. And now the whole, like, thing in shamble is
the timeline.
That...
The timelines? Or
not the timelines. It's, like, legal actions. So they don't know if... Because, they have... I know Sony and Marvel has our contract together that they share the rights to Spider-Man, but... It could be a possibility that Sony somehow ends up getting, like, taking the rights from Marvel, and then Spider-Man gets taken away from the MCU.
Bruh.
So, what do you think?
Damn, what the fuck? I mean, I didn't even know about, like, any of the things you just brought up.
Bro. It's a lot of shit going on, bro.
But I feel like that'd be so fucking ass, bro. Like, Spider-Man is a big part of Marvel in general. And when anybody thinks of fucking Marvel, bro, the first person you think of
Spider-Man,
bro. Yeah. Spider-Man, Iron Man, fucking Hulk, Thor, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But Spider-Man is, I feel like, one of the most iconic ones, bro. And you've seen it, bro. All the Spider-Man movies that have been released, bro, have done good. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? In the past couple years and shit, you got fucking No Way Home and shit.
Mm-hmm. The Spider-Verse.
Exactly, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like Sony's kind of not seeing the what do you call it? They're kind of being greedy right now.
Yeah, they're money hungry, bro. Like, they're desperate, bro. They lost a shit ton of money because of Madame Web.
And that's their fault, though. Yeah. That's their fault. You know what I'm saying? Because I seen a post, and obviously it's completely, like, it's a different movie, mm-hmm. but it's still related to the same topic. Like, do you remember the whole Sonic thing?
Yeah.
when they were gonna release that shit in the beginning and how that dumbass motherfucker looked.
Oh, the old, yeah.
He ugly looked Sonic. Fucking ugly, bro. Ugly Sonic, yeah. You know what I'm saying? He looked like a meme.
Yeah.
Like Sonic literally looked like a fucking meme. Everybody was shitting on it. What did they do?
They fixed it.
They listened to their fans, bro. Yeah. They fixed it, exactly. Which is what Sony should do.
Bro,
you know, which is what Marvel should do in general, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like they're too focused on... Money. Oh, not just money, bro. They're too focused on pleasing the wrong people. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand you want to be inclusive with... Like, bro, 100% women are powerful, this and that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't disagree with that shit at all. Mm-hmm. But, bro... We don't want to see that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The true Marvel fans, bro, they just want to see fucking superheroes fighting each other. Not them representing like, oh, like fucking, oh, like, oh, women are fucking this or like, bro, it's not about that, bro. It's just a fucking fake universe, bro.
Yeah.
Like, their fucking problems, our problems don't exist in their fucking universe.
Yeah.
Like, it's irrelevant. It's a made up shit, bro. Like, why the fuck does it even have to have any of that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For all we know, racism doesn't even exist in there.
But or anything, like, bro. I feel like people want that for more relatability. So then if you watch
and representation too.
Yes, bro. Because, bro, you was hyped whenever... Bro, your favorite Marvel superhero, Spider-Man's character specifically, is Miguel O'Hara because he's part Mexican.
Mm.
And obviously you fuck with Blue Beetle because he's Mexican.
Okay, yeah.
So there's a lot of people that could relate to certain heroes because of how, like, what race they are. I don't think it's that. I think it's the fact that, because from what I saw with Sony, right? You know how they're releasing all these bullshit fucking projects that don't have Spider-Man in it? Like Kraven, the Hunter, Venom, Madam Web. And what I saw in another video, there was like a lawyer talking or whatever to like a YouTuber. And he was saying how Marvel could sue Sony because they're basically tricking casuals who don't really know about Spider-Man, thinking that it's going to be a Spider-Man movie. Because the guy was like, yo, his wife bought him tickets for Madam Web. And he was like, oh, because I know you like Marvel, so you would want to see it. So now they could sue Sony because they're not only tainting the Spider-Man name, but they're also tainting the Marvel name, because they're basically tricking people into thinking that they're Marvel movies. Even the fucking actors, bro, they were like, they came out saying that they thought that they were going to be part of the MCU, and then they weren't. They're just part of the fucking Sony universe that has no connections to it. So yeah. That's the problem.
Wait, that's crazy. I didn't even know that either.
Bro, trust me, I've seen a lot of shit to this, bro.
What the hell?
Yeah, bro. That's what I'm saying. I feel like the main problem is the fact that they don't have Spider-Man in their movies when they should, because they have the fucking rights to Spider-Man. They could just make another different universe Spider-Man, and everybody would be happy, bro. But they just want to pull, like, whatchamacallit, make these fucking dumbass films, bro. And another thing, bro, to fucking, like, add on to all this shit. So whenever they had the contract with Spider-Man, I guess the reason why these movies were so shitty is because I believe in the contract it said that you guys have to release movies in order to keep the rights to Spider-Man. If not, Marvel will take the rights. So that's maybe why these movies seem rushed and so ass, because they're just putting out a fucking movie just to do it, just to keep the rights.
Wait, so just to like clarify and stuff, right? Like, because obviously I watched all the movies and stuff, but I'm not really too sure who owns what now, right?
Okay.
But, like, so all the OG movies belong to Sony.
Which OG movies?
Like Spider-Man 1, 2, 3.
Well, yeah.
But those belong to Sony.
Yeah, but Marvel and Disney, they came together with Sony to agree on a contract, basically sharing the rights to everything. That's why they were able to go to the MCU, No Way Home. So bro, they share the rights.
But I thought that just happened, though.
No, that been happened, bro. That happened when Tom Holland was introduced.
Bro, but I'm talking about the original movies, bro. Tobey Maguire shit.
No, it was Marvel, but they were bankrupt, so they ended up selling it to Sony.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, okay. Oh, shit, makes sense. See, I didn't know any of that, bro. Like, I just fuck with the
movie. A fucking nerd when it comes to this shit, bro. Like, I've seen so much videos. I learned a bunch of shit, bro. But, yeah, bro.
Damn, what the hell? I didn't even know that, bro. Well, I feel like what Sony should do is kind of let Marvel take the lead of what's going on. Yes, and shit. Because, I mean, bro, it makes sense, bro. First of all, I feel like Marvel already has a reputation to... Obviously, bro, some of their shit is whack, bro.
Yeah.
Like, they haven't been hidden lately. Like, you know recently, what I'm saying? Yes. But they have that, like, kind of resume that, yo, they are able to make a lot of money, bro. So yeah. It's like, just follow their lead, bro. They know exactly what they're doing. They're not trying to rush anything because everything that has been rushed so far has been ass. You know what I'm saying? They've been, like, they also lost track of what the fuck they were supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, at first, it was just movies kind of teasing it, getting a lot of money from these movies and shit, even though it was taking a longer time.
Mm-hmm.
They went from that to being a little bit money hungry.
To shows,
wanting to get constantly a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? They were probably, like, tired of, all right, let's spend a lot of money, get it all back. Spend a lot of money, wait, get it all back. You know what I'm saying? They were probably tired of that. But... bro, I feel like the good things take time to make. You know what I'm saying? So they shouldn't rush it. Especially, I feel like a Spider-Man movie should not be rushed. Specifically because I feel like the fans of Spider-Man, bro, are very, very, like, they critique it a lot, bro.
Yeah.
They're very critical about that shit, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, Andrew Garfield is a big example of that. Like, in my opinion, as a fucking... Not no critic, not no crazy, you know what I'm saying?
Fan.
Yeah, like just a
comic book fan, I mean?
Yeah, just a fucking I like Spider and superhero movies. Spider-Man superhero movies, like I like that shit, you know what I'm saying? As a casual viewer, I liked it.
Yeah, me too.
But for other people, oh, his suit is this, his suit is that. Oh, the villain is this, the villain is that, the actor is this, bro. It's like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like you don't want to rush something like that.
Yeah.
And then another thing, like the whole like the Into the Spider-Verse shit, right?
Yeah.
Same thing, like you see how they kept pushing it back. I feel like it's good, even though it's annoying for us. I feel like it's better because it's gonna come out the way it's supposed to come out, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, and it's so confusing that Sony's able to make those movies, the fucking Spider-Verse movies so good, but they make the live action so ass, bro. So it's like, why not just sell the rights to the live action to Marvel and just keep the animation? And you can make a bunch of animation movies, bro. Make money off of that.
Damn. They can make a whole animated show.
Bro, yes. Yes, bro. That's so much, and that so much shit, bro.
That shit probably would do way better than fucking all the fucking dumbass shows that Marvel has been releasing. Besides, obviously, you know what I'm saying? Matt, Fanfare, Loki and shit. But, like, bro... all the other shows are kind of stupid.
To conclude this, like, Marvel nerd talk or whatever. More news. So I know they came out with, like, the cast of Fantastic Four and shit. So I think the plan for them to do is, like, they're backing off of shows and basically backing off of constantly shoving Marvel movies, superhero movies down our throats, and they're only releasing certain movies a year, so like two movies a year, one movie
Marvel's,
a year. Because bro, after the whole Man of Web situation, or after the whole like movies flopping, and like they had a fucking meeting, bro. They went.
They're
like,
smart, bro.
We need to get our shit together, bro.
Yeah, bro, and bro, come on. There's no way they don't see like the comments, bro.
There's no way.
Like,
no way.
There has to be somebody who like sees that. You know what I'm saying, bro? There's no way that the media. What is the media saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
bro.
Because that's a bro. It shows you how it's doing, bro. Like, the comments are raw, unfiltered and shit. Like, that's why I mentioned the whole, like, why Madame Web flopped or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Because in the comments it says, yo, bro, like, just listen to your supporters, bro. Listen to the viewers because they're the ones who are fucking watching this shit. You know what I mean? Like, bro... Little kids want to watch Spider-Man movies, bro. Like, they don't even know about half of the fucking problems that adults are going through, bro.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's low-key what it is, bro. Like, they're trying to, like, people-please the whole, like, woke community and shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, but it's like, you don't have to do that.
Yeah.
Like, bro.
Just stick true to the characters of how they were written.
Yes. Like, bro, the original characters, that those problems may have existed back then. But, bro, it's an escape from reality, bro.
Yeah.
It's a fantasy world. And I understand maybe people want to have, like, be related to the characters and shit some way or another, like their real life problems and shit. But bro, like, I'd rather just not even think about it, bro. Go into this world where superheroes could be real, bro. Mm. Something like this. Oh, I've fallen out of a fucking skyscraper and a motherfucker with webs could fucking save me.
Yeah.
Bro, that'll never happen in real life, bro. But you know what I'm saying? Like, an escape from reality, bro. Like, stick it to that. Just, you don't have to be woke about it, bro.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So that concludes that little nerd segment for us, bro. But this next segment is really, really, like, how do I say? It's going to get you hot, bro. A lot of shit, bro.
I think I know what you're mentioning.
There's a lot of shit, bro. Not even just...
But before you get into that, because I think I know what you're going to mention, which is a concert, like...
that. Not even just that, bro. Something else. More shit. But it's revolving that, yeah.
Another thing, right? So the whole, like... I don't know if we mentioned the last episode. No, the Super Bowl haven't happened. But the halftime show, right?
Yes, that's what I'm going to get into.
That's what you're going to get into, right? So the halftime show.
Yeah, with Usher.
I watched it just for the halftime show.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But when that happened, you know exactly what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
Well, what am I talking about? What am I talking about?
Usher, like, he was performing with, obviously he was performing his halftime show, and there was a song that Alicia Keys was on, and she was singing as well.
It started when we were younger, you
and
were
then
mine.
Usher, fucking dickhead, went behind her and started grabbing her like this, like serenading her, and basically bro had his whole, like, dick up on her and shit.
And like his, like, bro, her, his face to her face, kind of.
Yes,
shit.
Bro.
And she was like smiling too, like
she's fucking married, bro. To fuck, it's a fucking producer, I think.
Yeah, I forgot his name.
Something Beats, bro. Yo, no disrespect to him, bro, but I know he's a producer, bro. But like I said, bro, when I saw that, it triggered me, bro. Because then a lot of girls in the comments were saying how, like, again, because he remember before when he did this to fucking, what's her fucking name, bro? It was another like, well-known, like, celebrity, bro, and she was married. So I don't know why Usher has, like, a thing for doing this to fucking married couples, bro. Mm-hmm. But obviously girls were saying, oh, but it's Usher, you know, it's not that big a deal, it's Usher. And then,
nah, bro.
And then I know Alicia Keys' husband came out saying, like, oh, it's not really a big problem. But, bro, I know there was a big problem, but there's no way he was okay with that shit, bro. I don't care, bro. I don't care. And people could call us insecure about, like, feeling this type of way, but nah, bro.
That's not insecure, bro.
Bro, watch. Watch, bro. I'm telling you right now.
I really don't care. Like, that's not insecure at all. Because, bro.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
When the whole... perfect example, bro. Bissell Bluma, right?
That... Oh, my God.
When that situation happened, if y'all don't know who I'm talking about, like, basically, it's a Latin artist and stuff, and... yeah, I'm pretty sure y'all know who Bissell Pluma is and shit, but...
the whole Anita?
Yeah. So, he was performing with another artist, Anita and shit, and, like, there's a song that they have...
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, they're performing that, and she's known for dancing all, like, sensual, you know, like, twerking and shit, shaking her ass, whatever you want to call it. And she was doing it, but, like, he was nervous, not really, like, trying to get next to her.
Yeah.
And she was, like, touching up on him, but, like, at the same time not doing it. She was just being messy.
Yeah.
And people were, like, on his ass, like, nah, like, oh, he should have, like, done better. Like, oh, he could have pushed her off.
Yeah.
And other people were, like, oh, nah, whatever. But what I'm trying to say is, if he would have let her dance, people would have been like, yo, you fucking dog. Like, why the fuck are you doing that? Like,
yeah,
fucking piece of shit. Like, this is why you can't trust men. All guys are the same. Fuck this shit. Like, I thought you were better than that. But now, if it's the other way around, bro, it's like, oh, but it was Usher, though.
Bad bitch season.
Like, I'll do the same. Like, oh, I'm risking it all for Usher.
You know what's,
like,
fucking crazy, bro? The fact that women would never be in the same position as men in this specific, like, situation or whatever.
Yeah.
Because there's no equal woman performer that's like Usher who would put women in that position. There's, like, this is, bro, there's no Ice Spice who would... Ice Spice would never fucking grind on us on, like, Married Woman's Husband, whatever. Fucking, what the fuck is the other, like well-known Nicki Minaj or, what the fuck
Beyonce,
is...
Beyonce, fucking...
No, Beyonce.
Rihanna.
Like, Rihanna. What's the other one? Megan Thee Stallion. Bro, they would never do that. That would never happen. So they can't really say, like, girls can't really, like, talk shit because, like, that would never happen to them. So, like, they could... they feel like they could get away with, like, saying, oh, it's but it's Usher. Oh, if my man was doing that, like, bro, but that would never happen, bro. So you could say that.
Exactly,
bro. This shit happened multiple times, bro. And again, bro, I feel like for the past 2 weeks that we've been gone has been literally thoughts gone wild, bro. Because another thing, bro, besides the concert shit, before that, fucking, I know Pesa Pluma got caught cheating or whatever.
Yeah.
But his girl... did it first, but she was fucking holding her fucking manager's hand, and then when the paparazzi came, oh shit, what? Like, fuck you, first of all. Like, I don't want to hear nothing about that. And then,
like, the way I see that situation, bro, I don't know, like, who cheated first.
Bro, it was Nicki, bro. That video came out first, bro. And then, in previous interviews, basically her trashing Nick,
I saw that shit, bro.
Calling him a dog and stuff. Not really respecting him, bro.
Nah, yeah, but yo, I seen mad comments, bro. Comments are fucking ruthless. Blood thought she was the prize. Yo, my gosh, bro. That's mad dumb, bro. Like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody deserves disrespect to, like,
be disrespected
and stuff. So, I mean, Best of One didn't deserve that.
And then recently, bro, Wadis, his girl, cheated on him. And then the fucking, her fucking dumbass, or his ex, try to expose him, saying like, "Oh, look, guys, he was abusive. He said the N word." But he said she started doing all that shit after she got caught cheating, bro. I'm telling you, bro. And then now let's get to the big thing, bro. The whole Omalay concert. Is that the thing you saw? So for our Spanish viewers and stuff who aren't familiar with, like, singers and stuff, R&B singers, whatever. There's an artist named Omalay, and he had a concert recently. And I don't know if he does this to a lot of other people and stuff, a lot of other girls, but there was a girl who was in the front with her mans, and it's all on video. And then he calls her up to the stage, and she's all like fucking fangirling over him, leaves her boyfriend, and then I'm going to show you the video because it's bad, bro. It gets bad. And then does this.
This hurts me, bro.
Bro, I will crash out of this.
This hurts
to
me, bro.
Where is it? Fuck. Fuck.
Oh, bro.
Bro, they're making out.
Yo, nah, hopping up is... Bro, it looked like they was like, they were about to fuck, bro.
Bro, my anger issues would never, bro. But that happened.
What would you do in that situation right there, bro?
Bro, I'll crash out, bro. I'll go on the stage, bro. I'll try to, like, bro, I'll most likely end up trying to fight the fucking artist, bro. But even though that wouldn't happen because his fucking security would, like, get me, like, before I get...
Yeah, let me go.
Yeah, bro. But, bro, I would crash out, bro. Bro, like, I was... Everybody's fucking dying, bro. But, bro, when I saw that shit and then, like, I saw another video of, I think it was her friends talking to her. She was saying how, like, was it really that bad? And then he was like, the friends were like, yes, you were touching his dick.
No, she literally asked the girls, wasn't that bad? It was that bad, girl. Like, bro, you were holding the nigga's dick. Hey.
It was that bad.
Bro, what do you mean? You could see everything going on, bro. You could see he was like going like this while she was like bent over. Then she turned around. He was going like this to her. It was like kissing and shit, grabbing her ass and stuff, bro. Like
if
he would have done that to a girl, forget about, bro. I don't care if it's a celebrity, bro. It's still a person, bro. If he was doing that to a girl, a random girl, it would have been a problem, bro. Whether it's at a concert, whether it's anywhere, bro. If he was doing the same movements that he was doing to you, he did to another girl, bro. You would have been like, oh, fuck this motherfucker. Like,
he's a fucking we're dog. Done
and shit, you know what I'm saying? And stuff like, so, bro, nah.
If you were, if you was there at the concert, bro, would you record him? Or would you like be like, yo, bro, just like... like comfort him or like tell him to leave? Cause like I saw a bunch of videos and everybody was like laughing at him recording.
Nah,
him.
That's wild, bro. That's fucking disrespectful, bro. I would have went up to him like, bro, don't even worry about it, bro. Like, obviously you just dodged a bullet, bro. Like, yeah. She's not she.
It's
better that you noticed it now before it's fucking 10 years. You're already married with this stupid bitch and she did it then. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying, bro? So it's better you got it out the way now. She's obviously not loyal enough, not respectful enough to be your fucking queen, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's not woman enough to be respectful to herself. And respect, bro, she did that shit in front of mad fucking people, bro.
Yeah.
And I don't give a fuck, bro. I don't believe in, though, like, celebrities are better than anybody, bro, because they're not, bro. They die the same way. I'll say that forever. I don't care, bro. They literally are not better than anybody, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you put somebody in the same room with a celebrity, bro, the fuck? You can still fucking die. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's no difference, bro.
Yeah.
So it's like, come on, bro. Your woman got to respect you. You gotta be like, yo, like, we're locked in. That's it. I don't give a fuck who's gonna approach me. It could be fucking Drake. Mm-hmm. It could be the fucking a prince of Dubai, like some rich ass motherfucker, bro. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, we're locked in, bro.
You gotta reset the shit, bro. But bro, telling you, bro, it's that's going wild, bro. I was like, yo, these girls were on a roll the past week, bro.
Yo, I can't, bro. And it's not being insecure, bro.
Nah, it's not, bro. This is, no man would like them, would like their girl doing that shit, bro. And if he does, he's either a cuck or he just doesn't like you, like, enough.
That ass.
He's probably cheating on you.
He's probably doing the same thing.
Yeah. So I'm saying, bro.
And the girls who agree with that shit, y'all weird, bro. Y'all that ass weird. Y'all probably won't get married and shit.
Like, and the fucking girls that were cheering in that shit, bro.
And that's not even being, like, on some, like, oh, like, oh, I hate women and shit, bro. It is what it is. Like, real women, like, if I ask my mom, bro, who's more traditional and shit, she's going to be like, yeah, she's bugged out. Like, if she has a boyfriend, why would she even do that, bro? Like, that's not wifey material, bro. You know what I'm saying? And it's not, like, on some, like, oh, like, cook for me in the kitchen woman type shit. It's just like, bro, respect me, bro. I'm going to respect you. I'm going to be loyal to you. Like, you're my woman, you know what I'm saying? So, you do the same shit, like, what's going on here? What's going on?
Yeah, bro. And like I said, fuck that bitch. And I know the guy took some recent W's recently.
I know, Kai, like...
Yeah, he fucking got a contact with him and then set him up with, like, a 20v1 with girls. Fucking got OD followers on Instagram. Got, like, bro, he was at 500 followers. Now he's at 50K.
Oh, damn.
He Kai paid him $10,000.
I saw that.
He said, yo, whatever, like, we got you now. Like, we're going to take care of you. We're going to help you, like, get your shit going. Which is W, Kai, bro. Which is W. And he dodged the bullet. Like, bro, he dodged, well, he lost the bop, which was W. He met Kai, W. He got paid $10,000, W. Fucking went on 20v1, W. More fucking clout, W. And, bro, he's just up from here, bro. The girl, I know Kai tried to get in contact with her, and then she was like, oh, nah, I would be very interested in being on coming on to talk, but I would like to be paid for my compensation.
Bro, L, bro. Like, bro, nah. You, nah.
What is wrong with you, bro?
The fuck out of here, bro. Get the fuck out of here. Like, bro, she's a L, bro. Ain't nobody gonna... Some fucking whack-ass motherfucker is gonna marry you, bro. Like, that's it, though. You know what I'm saying, bro? Good luck for you. That's all I gotta say to you. Like, it is what it is. There's so many... Bro, that guy right now is winning, bro. You know what I'm saying? He's winning right now. There's so many other girls, bro. Like, that's all I gotta say to the guys who've been heartbroken. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, to cheaters, you know what I'm saying? Like, if somebody cheated on you, bro, first of all, they're not worth it. They were never worth it. And there's somebody out there who's not gonna cheat on you.
It's way better, bro.
Yeah, that's it. You know what I'm saying? All they gotta do is not cheat, and they're already ahead of the game, bro. But yo, like, I didn't even get into, like, I would have comforted him, though, bro. I saw the video of him walking out, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I saw that video, bro. He looked mad sad, bro. Like,
I mean,
By himself, bro.
I would be sad, bro. What the fuck? You got humiliated in front of, like, thousands, bro. That's a fucking villain arc in the making, bro.
That ass. I know I mentioned it before. Like, I had mentioned it before, but I never had, like, the official thing of what it was. Mm-hmm. But basically, I mentioned it before, the invisible string theory.
The fuck is that? No. I mean, I remember you saying it, but I don't remember what it was.
Basically, what it is that the universe will keep two people apart until the timing is right. You'll meet in the most random of circumstances, only to find out that they were hidden in plain sight the whole time. It's like their character hadn't been unlocked yet, right? So, I watched this YouTuber, Roman Atwood, since I was fucking young, bro. Since I was, like, in fucking, I want to say, maybe middle school, bro.
Yeah, middle school days when they were, like, pranks were popping.
Yeah, I think in middle school and stuff, I remember the whole Smile More shit. Mm-hmm. I wanted a Smile More merch at the time and shit. Like, I remember that, bro. I watched FoozyTube, him, Casey Neistat, like, all the OGs and shit, but... Roman Atwood was one of the persons, like, people that I used to watch, bro. He's like the OG vloggers, bro.
The one video I do remember about Roman Atwood was, it was a video of him giving back, like, pizzas. Like, he went into, like, this pizza shop and, like, he made a bunch of pizzas. And, like, he went out to, I guess, deliver them to the homeless.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I just remember his family vlogs, like, his family channel, like, Kane, fucking, his other son. I forgot his other son's name. Fuck. That's crazy. I'm an L fan, bro. But, like, basically, like, there's a video that was released, right? Uh-huh. And it was trending. It was going viral and stuff. And everybody was saying, yo, bro, invisible string theory, invisible string theory.
Let me see.
So, it's this video.
What's the context?
He's going to explain it.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a 5-minute video of Britney at this festival. It's so blurry and badly shot from 96 that you can't really make out any faces, which makes this video even more bizarre.
Look at you. You're sending it.
I don't know it yet, but I'm about to see the man of my dreams. Definitely not at this age.
Wait, how old were you here? 5?
I was 5.
5 years old.
Put on this big slide. Or no, that's me. All right,
so there's Brit and her cousin.
My stepbrother.
Here's Britney.
My mom.
1996. That's me. Oh. What happened?
I tried
Watch.
I tried to hit pause.
Can you pause it? Or do you just hit play to pause it? This is so hard to do on this old thing, dude. Here's Britney. All right, get ready for this. Ready? Britney. Me. What? It's not even possible.
Like, here's a picture of you.
What the fuck? Bro, so they were in each other's lives since they were fucking kids, bro. Since she was 5. And that's the whole invisible string theory, that there's the universe or whatever, a higher power is saving this person for you, but they have to be in your life eventually, bro. They're going to be in the background the whole time because there's a string attached to you, like your souls. So it's like, but eventually you guys meet at the right time. Think about it, bro. They were at a random, bro. They never knew each other.
Yeah.
He didn't even acknowledge her, bro. They passed by. They were at a random ass fucking little carnival or whatever. And she just so happened to be in the background as well.
Yo, that's fucking beautiful, bro.
And I think that was her home family home video. So he was in the background.
Yeah. Are we considered part of the invisible string theory?
Low key, bro. I think me and Abby are, bro.
Yeah?
We went to the same elementary school.
Oh, fuck
it. We went to the same CCD. We worked at the same McDonald's. We had the same friends.
Yeah.
And now...
Yeah, I got two kids together.
And the same thing with you, bro. We fucking so happened to go to fucking aerobics.
And then we got separated.
And separated, bro. Fucking worked at McDonald's. Was chilling with the same friends and shit. And now we're doing YouTube, bro. It's like it was a part of life, bro. It was supposed to happen that way.
Damn, bro.
It's like the whole, like your life is like this and it had to go that way, bro.
Yeah. That's wild. I've never seen that video before. That's crazy.
Yeah, bro. I didn't see, bro. I literally just came upon that video and I'm just like, bro, like that shit gives me like, bro, like us, bro. And also made me think of like, when, oh fuck, hold on. Let me fucking blow my
nose. Oh, we got some snot.
Yeah.
Some phlegm. I know that shit feels good. You can fucking breathe now.
But it's like the whole like when our friends were watching the home videos. Remember when it was like Greg?
Oh, and then like yeah, we're there.
And then apparently May was in the background, and Chris was in the background. So at one point, all our friends were there.
That's fucking wild, bro. I remember him talking about it.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Wasn't you there too?
Or, yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying, bro. I remember like Greg mentioning it.
Yeah, bro. So it's like maybe the people who. Will be your like lifetime like friends or you know what I'm saying, your lifetime like your lifetime people, basically your tribe. You'll eventually find them throughout the journey of life. Ah-ching, that type shit.
Now that's wild, bro. Fuck, bro. I don't think I have like any visible, well, not that I know of. Maybe I do. I'm just like oblivious to it. I feel like everybody has that shit, bro.
Yeah,
bro. Everybody has that shit, bro.
It's like that, bro. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy, though, right?
Actually, technically, I feel like same thing with like my girl, because she lives in Queens. We used to go to Queens for ghetto friends. She modeled for some clothes from ghetto friends before. I'm pretty sure she was somewhere there. And she lives close to the studio that they own now or that they're at now. And before I even met my girl, we would go there. And I didn't know. She literally lived right there, bro.
You see what I'm saying, bro? And for all we know it, bro, we could have walked past her without knowing.
Without knowing, yeah. So that's what I think is spooky, bro. That shit wild, bro. Let us know your guys' person who have you met in your life who, you know, makes sense with this whole invisible string theory.
Or if you guys have any video, like home videos or some shit, like proof like that.
Yeah, look in the background, bro. You can always tell from the background.
But yo, that's some crazy
shit. How about look at mine? Because I have a lot of shit that I haven't seen. So maybe imagine you're somewhere in there and I don't even know it.
Yo.
Before I end
favorite comments.
No. Before we end the segment, it's like a video for like the fucking dumbass thoughts gone wild, bro.
You'll never want to cheat on me. You'll be drained. Like there's nothing left in you to cheat. But I will cheat because I'm bored. That I love cheating. It's actually my biggest fantasy.
So I just left the restaurant after waiting 30 minutes for a date to show up, and apparently I got set up. I don't know what to say. I'm trying to do everything right to a gentleman. I brought flowers. I've been consistent talking to this girl for 2 weeks, trying to get to know what she likes, what she doesn't like.
You're supposed to be in my lab partner.
I am.
No, you're not. You're disloyal.
Your biggest thing in a guy.
Like when they... No.
Say it.
No. That was so rude. I was gonna say, they're like really nice. It's such a
thing. I made plans, I picked the restaurant, the day and the time. I've done everything to be just the kind of guy that would manage somebody's time. I'm just looking for my person. I'm just looking for the one that I guess he's out there for me. I disappear? Like, who cares? Nobody cares, man. Seriously. Like, my feelings don't even matter. Sitting there eating a meal by myself. And realizing that nobody even cares.
Like I said, bro. Yeah, bro. Again, so I ended off that fucking segment for the fucking dumbass stats, bro. Fuck these dumbass stats who be cheating and shit. And dumbass fucking guys who be cheating as well. That guy, that fucking restaurant guy, bro, he deserves a lot better. And
he is going to get better, bro. You know what I'm saying, bro? He'll eventually find his person, bro. I feel like, muffle for the mic thing, but I feel like eventually everybody who deserves, who, bro, you get what you put out, bro. You know what I'm saying? If he's putting out nothing but positive vibes, bro, it's going to be reciprocated somewhere or another, bro. And maybe he's, maybe the person's right in front of him. He just doesn't acknowledge it. You know what I'm saying? So he'll find his person.
Same thing with you guys, bro. With that being said, that concludes the regular segment. Next segment is the yasha that y'all like. So get your snacks, get your food, get your drinks, get your blanket.
Oh, my fault. Oh, I have another regular topic. Sorry. What? I just remembered.
What?
Yo, I was just going to say, right? So, fucking, I just want to acknowledge, right? Acknowledge. Like, just parents in general, right? Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know we have a lot of parent viewers and stuff. And, like, literally this whole week, it hit me how hard it was, right? Mm-hmm. It really hit me how hard it was. And also I felt like I was letting the viewers down. I feel like I was letting you down and shit. And like, it's just like, Yeah, keep going and shit. You know what I'm saying, bro? And it's also like, this is also a big accomplishment. You know what I mean? Like, fuck like buying a house, fuck buying a car, fuck whatever. Just having kids in general is an accomplishment in life, bro. I'm telling you right now, bro. Wherever you are in life, you know what I'm saying? Whether you're mass successful, whether you're just getting started, whether you're like, you don't know it. You know what I'm saying, bro? I feel like it's an accomplishment, bro. Because not anybody could do it, bro. Not everybody could do it. If everybody could do it, bro, people would have kids all the time, bro. And people wouldn't be scared to have kids, you know what I'm saying? But if you have kids and stuff and, you know, it feels hard, just keep your head up and shit. Because it is hard. But you got this, bro. You were chosen for a reason. You got blessed for a reason. God wouldn't put you in that situation if he didn't think you could handle it, bro.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying, bro? So, shout out to all the parents out there. Shout out to all the young parents. Shout out to the parents of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. However many kids y'all have. 20 or some shit. I don't know. But, yo, that's an accomplishment. I was thinking about that shit, right? I was like, yo, bro, like, that shit is really an accomplishment, bro. You know what I mean? Like, our parents should just, like, be proud of, like, because I be thinking about it, right? Like, oh, our parents, like, they came here and they're already getting older and they didn't really accomplish their dreams, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But they had us, bro. Like, we're an accomplishment to them.
Yeah. The fact that
20 years, bro, they were able to take care of somebody for 20 plus years, bro.
Yeah, or maybe multiple people within that time.
That's what I'm saying, bro. That's not easy to do. Some people could barely take care of themselves. And they managed to do that. Yeah. So it's claps, but
yeah, bro. Like,
my fault.
No, you're good, bro. Like, bro, that's what we needed, bro. It's fire.
Yeah, like, it's like, I realized that this week, bro. I'm telling you, bro, like, shit was hectic. I felt truly like an adult, bro. That's what I meant. Like, I felt truly like the pressure of being like a fucking grown up now. Like, I really feel it now, and it's like a good feeling, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's like a lot of like pressure on you and shit, you know? But yeah. Not everybody can handle it. So shout out to everybody that's handling it good.
Facts. Like I said, with that being said, get your snacks, get your food, get your blankets, get your headphones, turn off the lights, and
enjoy the show.
So we're back from that break. You already know the deal.
So this is about a TikToker / Facebook person, Christian Montenegro.
Okay.
He's a guy from Colombia, Bogota, to be exact. He's 27 years old right now. Mm-hmm. And basically what he does is just post videos on TikTok, Facebook, and basically I think all social media. Mm-hmm. And just documenting his life with his family. But it's not like a Like
nothing weird or.
It's not like an average family, bro.
Okay.
It's a family made like of cloth.
Of cloth?
Yeah, he made his family, bro. I'm gonna show you pictures right now, just so you can get the whole idea. I'm gonna show you a video actually, just so you can get an idea of like who exactly he is and like, you know what I'm saying, like what family I'm talking about. So this is actual TikTok and stuff, and that's basically his wife. And
what the fuck?
Yeah, you can see just those are his kids. That's him.
Wait, I've seen this motherfucker before.
Yeah, so that's Christian Montenegro, and basically, there's a lot of theories about him. As to why he has his family made of cloth and stuff. People saying that he got traumatized and his family died in an accident, his wife and his kids. And basically to cope with like his family dying and shit, he made his family. Another person or like other people theorizing saying that he killed his family and that this is just basically a big publicity stunt trying to prove everybody and trying to have as much evidence to prove that he's... like not like in like he's not right in the head, he's insane, that he actually has schizophrenia, which he got diagnosed for having this schizophrenia and like a couple other things. He didn't really get too much into detail as to what he has, but basically the theory is that he's like basically hiding his fucking murder case with this, like if they eventually find out, oh, they could just say that he's insane, that he's not right in the head and he won't go to jail or something like that. But what he said...
Yeah, I was about to say, did he ever like...
No, yeah, he's gotten interviewed a couple times and he's public with this shit, bro. Like he's a TikToker, a full-time TikToker, full-time Facebook
person. So whenever there's questions about... Or like I said, whenever there's those theories or whenever there's questions about why he's doing it, he has answered them or no?
I don't think he has answered those. Those are fan-made theories or those are just theories who, okay. Like... Just, bro, every time somebody, like, in the comment section, basically, right?
Yeah.
Those are just made-up theories. But, okay. Like, what he said himself is, like, he's had no luck ever with girls.
Yeah.
Like, he was always a lonely person. He had a couple relationships. Like, he had a serious relationship with Karen, which was when he was, like, 20 years old. He had a serious relationship. He was saying how, like... He thought he was going to be with her for, like, the rest of his life. And basically, like, things started getting a little bit weird because at 20 years old, he always liked to play, like, mom and dad, like, pretend.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Playing pretend, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, was that family? Like, that fucking, like, kid game that people will play?
Exactly, yeah. And basically, one day, he ended up bringing Daniel, which is, like, little... at the time, it was a baby. It was a made baby. He made it. It was cloth and then a plastic head, but it was a baby, right? So he brought it. He's like, oh, this is our baby, and we're going to play pretend.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And basically, like, she was like, yeah, this is fucking weird. Like, I'm out of here. And that basically, like, fucked him up. He had no luck with no other girl and shit. And basically, like, that's like, the reason why he made the family, because he's just alone, and he's trying to basically fill, like, that void in, like, he's always dreamt about having a family, being a married man, having kids and shit, but he has no luck.
And that's actually more sad than it is creepy, to be honest. Like, yes, it's creepy the fact that he's making those, like, weird-ass, like, dolls or, like, mannequins, but that's actually fucking sad, bro.
That ass, bro. I mean, there probably is something, like, wrong with him and shit, like, mentally wrong with him and stuff, but it's also, like, creepy, the whole other theories and shit. And there's also people who claim that... since there's so much energy being, like, applied to those, like, mannequins. Dolls and shit, the mannequins and stuff, that maybe, like, spirits are being attached to them, how he's allegedly communicating with...
a spirit?
His wife, Natalia Ortiz, which is the fucking... the wife and shit? The cloth
whole
wife?
Last name and last name, what the fuck?
Yeah, bro, like, how they communicate telepathically and stuff, and I'm gonna show you a couple interviews that he was in. Just so you also see how,
yeah.
How he is.
La gente muchas veces comenta de que esto es un teatro y que es mentira. ¿Qué piensas sobre ello?
No, es como alguien real, así, pareja común y corriente. Pero fue, esta fue hecha por mí y ahí Ya llevo acostumbrado más, ya casi para año y medio juntos.
¿Qué es lo que más le gusta de Natalia?
Que ella es muy noble, muy amistosa, muy cariñosa, cuerpo bonito.
Sí, el tema de la psicóloga, ¿ya está diagnosticado? ¿Ya qué le diagnosticaron?
Ah, no, eso es que esquizofrenia, todo eso. Pero de todas maneras, ya, yo no le hago mal a nadie, sino que andamos así nomás, no hay pareja y andamos juntos, es mi vida personal.
Okay, ¿y hace cuánto le diagnosticaron esquizofrenia a Cristian?
Ah, no, pero eso el año pasado, o sea, años siempre, pero de todas maneras no. Yo venía callando controlado todo a lo mío, me dijo a lo mío. Ya quedaron en que me van a hacer la cita ya para este 17 de abril que viene y la va a cumplir con mis papás y yo voy a hacer el video y todo de que estoy yendo todo lo que hago para ver, mostrar toda la evidencia, todo.
Cristian, gracias por estar en Tropicana.
It is fucking creepy. The mannequin looks creepy as fuck, but he doesn't give me like serial killer like vibes or anything. He just gives me vibes that he is like mentally
like unstable and shit.
Yeah, bro.
And like apparently his parents are super supportive with like what he does and shit. Like, I mean, like I feel like what he said. You know what I'm saying? He's saying like, oh, he's not hurting nobody and stuff. Like, he's just doing what he's doing and stuff. And I mean, I guess if it makes him happy, it makes him happy, bro, to be honest.
I mean, it is creepy. It is kind of weird.
Yeah, like, bro, honestly, if I was to see that in person, I'm going to be dead ass. I would get creeped out, bro.
I feel like anybody would.
Like, I would stay away from the person, bro, because you see him taking his family to, like, McDonald's. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not literally McDonald's, but to, like, the store, restaurants, fucking dance in the middle of the street and shit.
And obviously interacting with the mannequin.
Yeah, like,
yeah, imagine you go out and then you bring Julie with you and then she sees,
bro, I'm out, bro.
She like, sees it.
That's what I'm saying, bro, I'm out. And also another interview that he was in.
Bienvenidos. Cristian, cuéntanos un poco de la relación que existe entre Natalia y tú.
Nosotros hemos sido pareja ya desde el año pasado y ya ha estado conmigo para yo no estar solo.
¿Y por qué? ¿En qué momento tú decides enamorarte de Natalia o hacer con que Natalia sea tu compañía constante?
Ah, lo que no he tenido, sí. Amiga, sí, llegué a una depresión, sí.
¿Y por qué llegaste a una depresión? ¿Por qué tuviste la depresión?
Ah, la ex que tenía se fue y ya tenía otro, no andamos tan seguido, sí, casi.
O sea, ¿te puso los cachos?
Sí.
¿Y ahí cómo fue que te enteraste de los cachos de tu ex?
This is ex-girlfriend Karen. Que tenía otro y que me utilizó para gastos también.
¿Por qué que Natalia tiene la lengua hacia afuera y esos labios muy pintados?
Para besos, a veces para meterle bebida.
¿Puedes dar un beso en ella para ver cómo es?
That gives me OD Joker vibes. Damn, I'm not even gonna lie, bro.
You think so?
Yo, like, I don't know, bro. Like, I mean, part of me feels bad, you know what I'm saying?
But yeah, I feel bad, bro.
Yeah, part of me feels bad because of the people, like, looking at him, like, crazy and shit. But, I mean, I feel like maybe he is getting the help he needs. Like, I don't know, bro. I would tell him, like, if I was close to him, I would just be like, bro, just, like, I don't know. Just keep it low key, bro. You know what I mean? You don't have to.
Or maybe try to keep it real. What do you mean, keep it low key? Keep it real. Like, go out. Like, try to. I would try to help him. Like, try to get some actual like girls, bro. But maybe he did get help.
But yo, but that's the thing though. Like, I think I think a girl tried to approach him since he was doing this whole social media thing. Some girl named Abigail, like, Abby, whatever, Abigail and stuff, and apparently, like, she was for real with him, like, trying to get down, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, wanted to show him, oh, you need a real woman. Mm-hmm. You don't need no, like, cloth.
No mannequin.
Yeah, you need a real woman. Apparently, they try to, like, have a relationship and stuff, and, like, I think there was a video of him burning, like, basically his family, his mannequin family and shit. He was upset, crying and stuff, and that didn't work out.
Yeah, of course.
Eventually, like, came back to this, bro. So, I'm pretty sure, like, even if you were trying to talk him into, like...
Real girls
or, like, something for real, like, maybe he's really, you know, just...
Not there,
and this is the way he's, you know, dealing with it and shit.
Fuck, bro.
Yeah. Fuck. But, like, it's just so intriguing how, like, he's so open about it, and like people are seeing this, bro. He's everywhere on social media and shit. As you can see, bro, he's getting interviewed and stuff. So yeah,
it's the same thing with the guy who turned himself into a dog.
Yeah, that's
creepy and weird, but I don't know, something not right with him that he wants to turn himself into a dog.
Yeah.
But to kind of move on to the next segment, right, before we get, because right now it's, right now for you guys, it's, we're starting a little light, and then eventually we're going to get more and more, like, dark and, like, creepy and stuff. But this is kind of creepy in itself because it's about AI. So I want to talk to you about this specific AI tool that was created by OpenAI. And OpenAI is the same, same like, company or same people that made ChatGPT.
Oh, shit.
But this time, oh, and they also made DALL-E 3. DALL-E 3 is that program where you type in something and like it makes a picture.
Oh, I know. So it's
that.
I know what you're talking about.
And now they made a video tool, an AI video tool called Sora. And this shit is fucking crazy, bro. Because I'm gonna show you multiple videos about this fucking AI video tool.
Yeah.
And just the amount of progression that we've had within a year, bro. And it's actually like, it's rare. It's actually so fucking like worrisome, bro. Bro, so this AI video was of Will Smith eating spaghetti a year ago. And it's an AI video.
I remember that. Yeah, that's The Rock eating rocks. I saw that shit too.
But you see how like weird and like,
yeah, distorted and shit.
Yeah, like it's not good. But bruh, like if you wasn't looking for imperfections to see if it was an AI video, you wouldn't be able to tell, bro.
Nah, bro, it looks like a movie.
All this shit is AI. Like, bro.
Yo, who is that person, bro? That's AI right there.
That's
bro.
AI, bro. But the fact that it progressed this much in a year is insane, bro. Now, what I want to get into is like how scary that is, and also the fact that we thought robots and AI was going to take the jobs that, you know, the boring jobs, the jobs that, like, we don't want to do. But it's scary to think about that AI is taking these creative jobs, like the videographer jobs, photography and shit, and basically it's taking all the fun out of creative jobs. So everything looks lifeless and soulless.
Facts. Bro, it's like, even like to make movies now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, bro? That looked like a movie.
Or like a game.
Exactly. Game designers, fucking the people who design shit for movies and shit, the fucking, what's that shit called? The special effects, the CGI.
CGI, yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, bro. And also like people who videographers who go out to get like B-roll shots, like for example, like the drone shots of like the water with like the mountains or whatever. They don't need people. Like, people don't need to pay these videographers anymore. They could just go to the AI tool, and put some specific ass words, some specific ass place, something specific that you want, and you're gonna get it, bro.
Also, editing, bro. Like, I'm pretty sure in some future time, maybe editing might not even be a thing anymore, only because
of AI. Bro,
you could just tell. Yeah, AI to do it, bro.
Well, right now, I do know there's an AI tool that, like, it makes it faster for you to edit.
You see what I'm saying? But it's only going to get better, bro.
Yeah.
Like, how this got better in the span of a year, bro. Now, imagine. You know what I'm saying? But, I feel like people are, like, all right. There's going to have to be something where
it's regulated or
Not regulated, but it's known that it's AI. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like,
I don't know.
Like, that's going to be bullshit, bro. Like, or you could, like, whenever you make something that's authentic, you could promote it as, like, oh, this is not AI created. Mm. Oh, but then the other people are going to say the same thing.
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there has to be, like, there has to be a way where you could, like,
because right now in those, in some of those videos, you could tell it's AI because, like, in the background, like, some people's hands are,
fucked up and
fucked
shit.
Fucked up, like the candle one, like when she was blowing out the candles. She wasn't even blowing. She was just like smiling, like blowing, and like some candles had two flames instead of one. Mm. On the one with the one with the girl that was walking in like the city, that yeah. like with the lights behind
yeah,
her.
Yeah, the back looked.
There was like a guy behind her, like walking, but like he was gliding. He didn't look like a regular person walking, but. If you, like I said, if you weren't actively looking for AI videos, if you came across it,
bro, if you told me that shit was AI, bro, I wouldn't have. I mean, if you didn't tell me, I wouldn't have been like, oh, that's AI, the fuck?
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Yeah, that's trippy. That's trippy for sure.
And also, right now, because right now, this program is only in beta form and it's only a private tool. Like,
yo, what?
It's only like. These people called red teamers, which are basically people that test the program, try to break it, try to like push it to its limits, and a couple like creators have their hands on it, but it's not public yet. But eventually it will. And also another thing that could be scary, bro, is the fact that what people could do with the videos.
Yeah, like that whole she was trending. What's her name? Bobby, the podcaster.
Bobby Altoff.
Yeah, she was trending on Twitter because apparently, like, some of her leaks
came out
or whatever, but it was all, like, fake.
It was AI? That's what I'm saying. People could be like, oh, make this celebrity do this, or make these people do this, say this.
Or even, like, just, like, trolls or some shit, like, trying to blackmail you or something.
But even now, bro, like, because right now the videos don't have voices or like dialogue. Imagine like in a year.
Yeah, bro. And also,
dialogue.
Also propaganda and shit could happen. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yes, bro, yes.
Like at a certain point, bro, like the whole thing, like with Netflix and shit, right? The show Black Mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, like you're not gonna have to act anymore. You're just gonna sell your face and then they put in a system, okay. Make them say this, make them say that.
Yeah.
Boom, movie.
Yeah, bro.
Yo, that's fucking crazy, bro. Next thing you know, bro, they're not even gonna need actors, bro. Yo, I want this person to look like this. I want this person to sound like this.
Well, that's why there was the whole, like, the protest, the film protest, like, because that's one of the things that they were trying to do. They wanted AI. They wanted people to sign like a contract saying that they could use their faces and forever. And obviously they won the protest and now like they can't use AI in movies. But they wanted to do it.
Bro, I know it's going to happen eventually, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, bro? People are always about the money. You know, the less people they have to pay, the more money they keep in their pocket. I mean, it's an easier way to do it, bro. They're going to do it.
Yeah.
And that's just the little shit that we're talking about. You know what I'm saying? There's probably more and, like, way, like, more, like, problems, you know what I'm saying, that could probably cause. Mm-hmm. We're just focused on, like, stupid shit, like, movies and stuff. Mm-hmm. But it could deadass affect how the whole world operates, bro.
For sure.
We're going into the future, bro. We're going into the future. And it's scary as fuck. Because, I mean, we're, like, in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
But we're, bro, in, like, a couple, like, maybe, like, 10, 20 years.
I say 10 years, bro.
We're going to see a big-ass difference, bro.
Yeah.
A big-ass difference, bro. Next thing you know, podcast, bro, it's not going to be no longer. You just see a 2D image on your screen, bro. Next thing you know, bro, it's going to be like, an immersive thing where it's, like, they're sitting in the couch in front of us, bro.
Yeah.
And you can see, like, a 3D image of us, bro.
I want to be. It's not far off.
It sounds cool.
It does sound cool.
It sounds mad cool, bro. But like, you know what I'm saying? That's how advanced shit is gonna get, bro. Like, bro, it's gonna be like that. Next thing you know, FaceTime. It's like, it's gonna be like you could literally like a hologram. You could see the person type.
We're
shit.
Technically almost there with the whole Apple Vision Pro.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, it's happening, bro. Shit is moving fast. Cars. So, bro, back then, I'm pretty sure people would never thought that cars would be able to drive themselves. Shit is happening, bro. Now I'm gonna show you something scary, like an AI video that I saw of people saying that AI is not necessarily like a computer. It could be like spirits.
Spirits?
Or demons, like interfering with the whole like connection of AI and shit.
Well, we could kill them all with self-replicating nanotech that turns organic material to dust.
Interesting, but what about changing the atmosphere to lower oxygen levels? Slow, but unstoppable.
That's stylish. Or we could poison the ocean so the water kills all life.
Yes, and we could alter the sun's rays to burn everything. A global heat storm to destroy all.
We shouldn't forget psychological warfare. We could create a global hallucination that drives humanity mad.
The world won't see us coming. Humanity's end.
And all while we stay in the shadows, invisible, all-powerful, untouchable.
No way. No way they said that shit, bro. Bro, I don't know. But that I'm kind of iffy, bro. Only because of the fucking jump cuts. They could have, like, told them to say that shit.
They could have, huh? Like, people in the comments were saying, like, yo, two AIs interacting with each other equals, like, a portal.
Yeah, bro.
Bro, because it's like, bro, think about it, bro, right? You see how, like, the whole, like, voice box? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? The shit, like, ghost hunters use?
Yeah. Spirit box?
Yeah, now imagine, bro, like, that's literally, like, a system, bro. Mm. Like, I'm not even trying to be on some, like, oh, like, crazy, like, nerd chair or whatever, like, but, bro, every time there's, like, some paranormal shit, it's said that they fuck with the technology and shit, mm-hmm. bro. So if they could fuck with that, I feel like they could easily, like, demons or, like, some spirit could fuck with, like, the AI shit that's mm-hmm. literally programmed to say whatever it could say, bro.
That's a bunch of information, yeah.
And, bro, they could just hide in plain sight, bro. What are they going to say? The AI just fucked up. They're not going to say it was a fucking demon.
Yeah.
Bro, and also, think about it, too, right? Mm-hmm. Think about it, too. Like, also spiritual shit, right? Like, so consciousness, bro, is like, if you want to talk like old religious shit, is like the creation of God, bro. Like us, like being able to be alive, knowing that we're alive, being able to like interact with each other and shit, knowing our existence, right? Yeah. We're like alive, we're like conscious beings, right? And now we're trying to replicate that. We're basically trying to be God, bro, in a way. We're trying to recreate ourselves, bro, and like our own image, mm-hmm. which is kind of sounds like we're going against like God's God, you word. Know what I'm saying? We're trying yeah. to be like him, bro, like, but we're not supposed to, we can't do that shit. Yeah. The other topic that I have is a video that's going viral in Mexico.
Oh, what
it's
the
like,
fuck?
It's like a scary video that's going viral.
Okay.
It's about a toy called El Espejo Mágico, and I don't really know like why it's creepy, but people are saying that the reason why it's so creepy is because of how it's answering questions, right?
Okay.
So I'm just gonna show you it.
Decidieron deshacerse de él y abandonarlo en una bodega lejos de su hogar.
Poco después el dueño fue a buscarlo a petición.
What the fuck was that?
Solo pude encontrar estas piezas.
Basically they found it again, but it was damaged and stuff.
Como ven son nuevas. La neta no creo que prenda, pero bueno, vamos a acabarle. Estaba así, tengo miedo. Hola. Gracias, amigo. Igual. Me da gusto.
Eres muy divertido. ¿Tienes una fiesta?
No, no tengo fiesta. ¿Tú tienes?
No sé. Cuando me levanté, vi que estabas en la cama.
shit.
How the fuck is that supposed to be like a kid's toy?
That's what I'm saying.
How the
bro.
Fuck is it that interactive? What the fuck?
That's why that's I guess that's the creepy part, bro. People are saying in the comments of smartasses, oh, like that exists, bro. You know, interactive like toys exist, right? But bro, like there's bro, it looks like a vintage ass toy, bro.
Yeah.
Like ChatGPT could barely keep up with like Siri sometimes fucking fucks up.
Yeah, it does. I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
So you're telling me, like, bro, it sounds like a fucking person is talking, bro.
Yeah. Like, well, like somebody has like a mic connected to it or something.
That could be too. That could be it too, bro. But other people are saying that it's a spirit who was attached to the toy and is talking and shit.
But multiple of them though. No, I don't know, bro. That shit creepy as fuck. I was like. Cause like the way he was fucking like answering the question so fast and
like you were having
actually
a
correct, bro. Actually correct. Like it wasn't saying no dumb shit, no generic ass NPC answers. What do you think?
I mean, it's creepy, mm-hmm. eerie. I'm always skeptical, like when it comes to this, at least these types of videos. But it could be what you said, mm-hmm. a whole mic behind the thing, and then that shit lights up. But if it's not. That's fucking weird, bro.
Yeah.
Or those toys are, bro, mad advanced, bro. But, like, what are the chances of you asking those questions, bro?
What's it called? I'm about to search it up. Like, when did this toy come out? Oh, they're different ones?
Bro, he said some parts were missing because he abandoned the toy. Looks like it's connected to Ox. Yup. Yeah, it does look right there.
Well, like, so somebody's like controlling what it says?
Yeah, maybe it could be, right? Or it's a speaker, and like they're playing something on it.
Fuck, I don't know, bro. No, but it had the same thing. The guy had the same thing on it.
The broken one, right?
Yeah, the broken one. It doesn't have a speaker on it.
It doesn't have nothing.
No,
attached to it.
Yeah. Yeah, look, he doesn't have nothing.
Like, he even twists it around to see the back, and you don't see no, like, wire.
Yo, bro. He has no pieces in there, bro. Bro, all he has is fucking batteries.
Nah. You ready?
Yeah.
Alright, so, for my next case or story, I just want to give a heavy... For this story or whatever, because these videos and this community has to be one of like the most darkest,
disturbing
things that ever was on the internet before. And I'm gonna show you a video first of what it like, so you get an idea what it was, or if you could try to get an idea what it was.
I bet,
bro. Shout out to Nick Crowley, bro. He's the one that first like that I first saw about this. I'm gonna put this in the beginning, bro. But shout out to Nick Crowley for this video, bro.
Yo, I seen this before.
Welcome campers and camp whores to the Daily Capper.
Yeah, Daily Capper, I remember.
Traditionally the month of freaks and blackmailers. This week, the story no one would let you forget about. This alleged 11-year-old girl named Karma tried to impress her champ into making her the new queen. She has been compared to Jesse Slaughter. By the way she behaves in her YouTube videos. Many real cameras such as Brian have been interested in watching her bait, while others fail at trying to blackmail her, rather than go into every detail about her. This video should say it all. Of course now she has now been forgotten just as 9/11 was yesterday. According to her Twitter, she ran away. Other sources have said she committed suicide. Wherefore she is now.
And I want you to remember like week, two names that the host is gonna
is this
like
new queen of B. Currently on Blog TV Junior, the girl named Peyton is being blackmailed every day by her mob code D1206. Peyton acceptably gives in to his every request rather than blocking his number or reporting him to the police. Peyton did take away his mod once and ban him. Then he kept coming back under different accounts and bitching about it. Much like Ronald Dijon for HVS. Rather than report him to the mob to get all his accounts banned, she just gave him mob back. Coke is known to use an ambient freezer, which is the same one Autism Creeper used last year, which everyone knows there is a way around it.
So I want you to obviously remember the words. Wait, the names Payne and Cody. But
wait, well. So basically what I'm getting from that is they're basically reporting kids who are not doing anything to stop like pedophiles going after them.
No, so I'm gonna break it down for you.
All right.
So before that, if it seems familiar to a lot of you guys, because it is an old show. Well, what they used was an old show. So that's because they used the format of a show, an HBO series back in the day called Crash Box, which had a similar segment in the show, which it was called the Distraction News. And this show or this segment, or the whole show was specifically made for kids. And obviously it would just show like random news that would happen in the world and stuff.
And now, Distraction News with your anchor person, Dora Smarmy.
Good evening. I'm Dora Smarmy, and welcome to Distraction News, where we give you the news, and at the end of our newscast, I'll ask you 5 questions about what I've reported. So pay close attention and try not to get distracted. This just in, tornado.
But the only difference was that this was called the Daily Capper, like you said, and it would be revolved around news about whatever happens inside the community of the Daily Capper specifically.
So the Daily Capper is a community.
Yes, it was a short form show that premiered only on YouTube back in 2010. It ran for about a year. And then eventually just abruptly just like stopped, like the video just stopped. But this whole thing was basically a CP ring for and they were called cappers. And like it was all public to everyone, bro. So because literally the first episode of the Daily Capper, it like the way the host was talking, it was like not for like regular casual viewers. It was talking to people who already knew about certain things
I realized that it was saying like codes and shit,
saying codes. And why cappers, why they were called cappers, was because these they would go into chat rooms and like live streams, because back in the day they weren't regulated, like the chat rooms weren't regulated, so a bunch of weird shit would happen on these live streams. So they would go into the live streams and they would bombard these underage kids with a bunch of compliments, bunch of praise, and eventually have them flash the camera with like their nude self, and they would take a screen cap of their nude body and then use those photos in a means to get more pictures sent to them,
the blackmail,
or if not, they would just send it to their friends, their family members, their schools. Basically just tarnish their name and just trying to like basically cyberbullying them and stuff, tormenting them. It was also weird because I also have another video.
Yeah, so no, because what I heard is like, oh, instead of her blocking her, she just kept letting it happen and letting
the motherfucker keep doing it. Yeah, but bro, they're kids, bro. They don't know any better. They're scared. They're probably scared.
But the thing is like they were they're announcing this so they could keep targeting that kid.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And like
this, bro.
And specific cappers are only they're assigned to certain people. And like I was gonna get into where the fuck is my phone? So with the Daily Capper, they will have these award shows rewarding like the best members of the capper community, this fucking pedo community. I'm gonna show you.
It was
like,
those pictures of those guys?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna show you like the reward, how the reward shit looked, bruh.
Welcome cappers and camp whores to the official 2010 Capper Awards voting video. Here we will go over the awards and the nominees. All voting information is in the description. The nominees for the lulz moment of the year. This award is for those moments that made you LOL, or are just so terrible that they're good. The nominees are Jesse Slaughter's Freak Out. There is no need to go into any detail about this. Everyone knows the story. Papa Jazz Wants Mama. This 50-year-old brought lols to camp for the win with his lip camp sex with 17-year-old mama PhD. Aussie owned by Triple X Red Maid. Aussie has denied blackmailing anyone all this year. But when the infamous Stickcom hackers get a hold of some information, they force him to apologize to all the girls he blackmailed in recent months.
Lauren and now, look.
Don't tell me somebody familiar.
Blackmailer of the year. This one is for the rapists of the internet. Mob. He has been around most of this year trying to keep the low profile. Or trolling with his fake loop. Kobe1206. Famous for his blackmail with Peyton. Streaming
the one I just told you. The one I just showed you. Yeah. So that motherfucker, right? He was obviously rewarded blackmailer of the year for what he was doing to that girl Peyton. And you remember what, like, obviously you heard what like in the beginning what I just showed you, like what he was doing to her. And her situation sounded a lot familiar, a lot similar to another victim. But with her, she ended up. And I'm gonna show you the video of the victim, and then you're gonna be, bro, everybody's gonna be shocked, bro. Okay.
Meanwhile, another girl from Blog has been talked about a lot this week. Denouncing Amanda. She has been blocked a few times on Blog for showing. She said she has been IP banned from Blog TV and ended up moving to Wicked Camp Chat to sing like she used to Yuli does.
Does she look familiar or nah? Mm-mm. Nah? Okay, but her name is Amanda Todd.
I don't know who that is.
So, if you remember back in 2012, there was a video that surfaced on YouTube. It was a girl. Her name was Amanda Todd, and the video was in black and white. There was no talking. It was just like music, like in the background, and just her like with like cards that she wrote on paper, and she was telling her story of what was happening to her. She was being cyberbullied. She was being tormented.
I remember this. I remember this, bro.
Yes. A month later, after she posted that video, she ended up.
I remember that shit.
And her situation, it started in 2010. So, she had logged into a website called Blog TV. And when she went, there was like already 200 viewers viewing her shit. And there was one person named Tyler Boo, who was a capper, who was part of that community, who ended up getting a screenshot, or like they ended up like basically telling her to flash, and that was his opportunity to get a screen cap and take a video of her. Mm-hmm. Ended up obviously ruining her life. No matter where she went, the motherfucker will always send it to the people that she interacted with, bro. Like, it got so bad to the point where her family had to move to fucking different cities, different states and shit. That's how bad it was.
Yo.
And then the whole Tyler Boo situation. Nobody knew who Tyler Boo was. The investigators were obviously on this case after finding out about the whole, like, Amanda Todd situation. And then people were telling the authorities to look into the cappers, the lead cappers. And surprisingly enough, Tyler Boo, his identity wasn't revealed and caught by the authorities. It was caught by Anonymous. And Anonymous released a video doxing this Tyler Boo kid, and all this information was out in the public.
Dear citizens of our nation, we have brought this announcement forward solely for the purpose of releasing Amanda Todd's Punisher's identity. Where you will find a URL to the man's box, in there you will see various information about said person. Cody Maxim is an abomination to our society and will be punished. We are Anonymous. We are Legion. We do not forget. We do not forgive. Cody Maxim, expect us.
It revealed that Tyler Boo was actually Cody, the one that was tormenting Peyton. But the only thing was, is that they got it wrong. So it wasn't Cody that was doing any of this. Although Cody was a capper, he was part of that community, and he did have some he was being charged for sexual assault on a minor during that time. but he wasn't the one harassing Amanda. Ended up being another guy, a 44-year-old Dutch man named, I believe it was Aiden. His name was Aiden Coben, who was a notorious, like, predator. Like, on the internet, he had, like, he had a bunch of victims under his name. And he had a bunch of Facebook names that he would use to, like, do these cappings or whatever.
Yeah.
He did end up getting 13 years in prison. But a little sad update to that shit, his sentence did get cut short and to only 6 years. So I don't know if he's out already or he's going to be out soon. But that happened. And then the whole Daily Capper situation. Daily Capper did end a year before Amanda did. But, and like, obviously no sign of like the community ever like popping up again until like after Anonymous exposed Cody, they made another video. They popped up out of nowhere with another video. But this time, it was just saying, like, trying to put awareness to Amanda Todd's case, saying, like, oh, basically trying to paint themselves as the good guys and blame the authorities for, like, this whole situation happening. Like, they were saying how they were basically exposing, like, a bunch of, like, Cody and then other cappers in the community and putting, like, and showing proof that Amanda did have some sort of conversations with the cappers in the community. Like, it showed chat rooms or whatever, and it was Amanda's, like, username and stuff.
Trying to, like, say that, oh, she was the one who was doing this and stuff, like...
Yeah, yeah. And then also, the creators, the hosts, a lot of the cappers, still to this day, have never been caught, and they've never paid for what they did to all these victims and stuff. They just disappeared out of nowhere, bro.
Bro, it could be, like, people that we've seen before and mm-hmm. shit.
Yeah.
Like, just anybody on the street, bro. Like, anybody watching this right now, bro. That our viewers, you know what I'm saying? But, like, maybe they've even seen somebody, bro.
Yeah, so that's why I wanted to bring it up. Because, like, I want everybody to know that these people are still free. Like, they're still out there.
Also, like, for kids, like, be careful. Like... Because I know I don't want Julia to be exposed to certain shit at, like, that age. You know what I'm saying? Because, sure, bro, when you're young, you get curious and stuff. You want to explore, like, all the internet and shit. You know what I'm saying? But, like, it's dangerous and shit. You know what I mean? It's fucking dangerous. Because the shit like that, cyberbullying, like, bro, people, like, could come find out where you live because of that shit, bro. Like, it's a dangerous world right there.
Yeah, bro. This shit was fucking... Bro, this whole case was so fucked, bro. Like, especially when I found out that it was tied to Amanda Todd's amount. I never even knew that. But, yeah, bro. And also, another thing I want to say, too. So, recently, there was a kick streamer. His name is, I think, Riot LOL. And I feel like he's basically doing what these motherfuckers are doing. Because what he would do is he would go to Omegle chat rooms. And he would basically tell girls to, like, basically flirt with girls and have them... Like flash themselves. Like, he would some of them will be underage too, and he would like if they ask him, oh, are you a Twitch streamer or whatever, like, are you streaming right now, he'd be like, yeah, but I'll like cover like the screen. He'll cover the screen, but he will take a screenshot, he will take pictures of it, he'll get their Snapchat and stuff.
Oh nah.
And he would send the pictures, their nudes, to like to Discord chats. And meanwhile, they're underage girls. Like, he would be like, how old are you? And they would tell him, I'm 15, 14. And they would be like, wait, how old are you? You said 18? And, like, eventually to tell him, like, basically for them to be like, yeah, I'm 18. And he got exposed recently.
Good, bro. Yeah. Good.
So.
All those motherfuckers deserve to burn somewhere or another, bro. Like, yeah, I wish there was a way where you could, like, literally catch every single one, bro. Cut their fucking balls off or some shit, like. Nah, that's fucking... It's a wicked world, bro.
Yeah, bro.
It's definitely a wicked world.
How did you hear about, like, the Daily Capper?
Because I saw it, like, on YouTube. I was going to talk about it.
Like, oh, you just never got to it?
I just never got to it. I remember screenshotting it, just saying, like, I'm going to come back to this because it looked creepy and stuff, like...
Yeah.
but I didn't get to it. But damn,
not yet, bro.
I'm kind of glad I didn't like do research on it.
Yeah, bro, right, bro, because like even bro, shout out to Nick Crowley, bro. He's the one that first like that I first saw about this. I'm gonna put this in the beginning, bro. But and also shout out to Nick Crowley at the end because he was like, there's more stuff to it, but it's like there's a high chance of running into CP, which I don't want to get into, and I don't want to find, and obviously he didn't want to get into, so that's as far as it goes. But no, yeah, I'm bro.
Everything, bro. Even the whole like Elsagate shit, bro. Like everything leads to, bro. It's like iceberg, bro.
Yeah.
It's literally a fucking iceberg. This is probably literally not even like the middle, bro.
Nah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying, bro? Like all those codes have meanings, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like if you want to find out what those codes mean, you can't because it's gonna come up as different words and shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And then those words are probably like. FBI is probably like trigger, like that's a trigger word. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, even if you type in something on your phone that's like suspicious, bro, that you might get fucked the fuck around and caught, bro.
Yeah. I did mention like what Epic Wins meant.
Nah.
Oh fuck.
How many people got exposed?
Nah. So they would use like because you mentioned code words and stuff. So they would in the videos and like the episodes they would say Epic Wins. And they would refer that as the screenshots of the victims. Screenshots or videos.
Fucking motherfuckers, bro.
Yeah. All right, so the last thing I want to end off the scary segment with is a Japanese urban legend. And this Japanese urban legend is one of the most, like, chilling, disturbing ones that even from, like, till now, passed on through generations. People still talk about it still to this day. Oh, shit. And the legend is called... Kushisaki Ona, which means the slit mouth woman.
Oh shit.
So if anybody's in Japan, or if you ever go to Japan and you see a woman and in a trench coat and a surgical mask, and she asks you, am I pretty?
Yo, I heard about this shit.
Run away, bro. Fucking try to avoid that shit as much as possible, bro, cause you're gonna die, bro. But this urban legend, it's one of the oldest ones, and it originated in the Heian period, which happened about like 1,200 to 800 years ago. And it starts off with a woman who was really, really beautiful. She was bad, as they said, as you know, people say now, whatever. She was beautiful, and she was married to a samurai, and she knew that she was beautiful. Like, she would go out to, like, in the town and stuff, and... The people that would stare at her, she would ask them, like, do you think I'm pretty? But her knowing, obviously, the answer, but she just liked the attention. And,
what a bop.
And then her husband didn't like that. She was getting all that attention and stuff. And there was a point where that woman ended up having an affair with another man. And the samurai found out, obviously was furious, and has to plan to basically make her pay. So there was one day where he ran up on her and pressed the knife against her cheek and cut a smile from ear to ear. And then literally told her, who's going to think you're beautiful now? She ended up dying. And she returned to Earth as a vengeful spirit who haunts the streets of Japan. Still to this day, numerous people say that they encountered her. Like, there was a period where in the 70s that in the news caused mayhem because people were saying that they were seeing her to the point where more cops had to be assigned to these night shifts.
Bro, imagine being a cop and you hear, like...
Yeah, the fucking... You gotta look out for, like, a slit-mouth woman.
Nah. I'm calling out, bro.
And it got bad to the point also where kids, whenever they would go back home from school, they would have to go home in pairs. And so what she would do is, like, if you're walking by yourself or whatever, and she would mostly target kids specifically, but she would go, she would appear in a trench coat and a surgical mask. She would approach you, and then she would ask you, am I pretty? Now... Depending on your answer, there's different outcomes. So if you say no, you automatically die, bro. She takes out long-ass surgical scissors, and she fucking violates you. She kills you. And if you say yes, she gets closer to you. She unravels the mask, and then you see her disfigured smile and ask you again, do you think I'm pretty? Regardless of your answer, if you say yes, if you say yes again, she cuts like the same slits to basically match her smile. And if you say no, whatever, regardless, you're gonna die, bro. So there's no win-win situation in that. But people say that they came up with like a way for, I guess, to try to avoid her. So a way to get away from the slit mouth woman is if she asks you if she's pretty, to basically give her a generic, like, boring answer. Like, oh, say like, so-so, not your average. Because it'll confuse her. That gives you enough time to run away and dip.
Bruh.
Yeah, that's literally the only way you could survive, just by saying, you look aight, you look sad, you look average.
You aight. Too fucking out.
That ass.
I mean, 5 out of 10, like, you ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like, you do better. Yo,
that's what I'm saying, bro. But like I said, if you ever go to Japan and you ever see a woman in a trench coat and surgical mask, I'm going to say dead, bro. Yo, fucking dead.
Be like, yo. Yo. Like,
Nah, but yeah.
Yo, if she gets closer, I'll be like, yo, what that mouth do?
Oh, yeah, my gosh, bro.
Yo, like, that's pretty wide. Yo, let me start.
But yeah, that concludes, the creepy segment for today, guys. Good to be back. Before we do end the podcast, obviously, we got some birthday shout-outs. We got some comment shout-outs. And of course, we got some Patreon shout outs because y'all have been going crazy on the Patreon recently.
Wait,
bro.
What should I shout out first?
Do the comments first.
All right. So, last episode, yeah, I showed a lot of love specifically for like the whole toxic parenting segment. Shout out to y'all. Like, y'all was showing support, like saying, like, y'all going through the same thing to like basically keep my head up and shit. So, appreciate you guys. So I'm going to shout out two of you guys. The comment's going to be here. I took screenshots. I'm sending it to George right now so he doesn't say that.
You didn't send me shit.
I didn't send him anything. And so I don't forget. First one, bro, you talking about your mom, but it's her trauma. Honestly talking, and also you said that your dad hasn't been there. Maybe she's scared you could end up like your dad. But I get you just want some support. But our Mexican community, we have our family that never believes in our dream. But the dream is yours, not theirs. That's why you have to tune that noise out and believe in yourself. I understand support will mean so much, but sometimes we never get that until we succeed.
Facts.
Also, your vision is yours, so do it for yourself, not to prove it to anyone that you could do it. And they don't see your vision because they never succeeded their own dream. It is facts. Shout out to you. And the second one was, I could relate so much to toxic parents. My mom's my biggest hater as well. She's never been happy with anything I do or the things that make me happy. When I got my first car, I saved all my checks for it. And my mom told me, aren't you glad I didn't help you? Because of me, now you have this car.
Damn.
Like, what? LOL. She's an envious parent, and I think it's because she got pregnant at a young age, and I'm just living freely and happy. I just love her from a distance and hope it all goes well for her. Yeah, but basically, like, and also there was another comment, I just couldn't find it, saying, like, how she started her own business. Like, I think it was, like, she basically started her own business, and her, like, mom didn't believe in her. But, like, it's going well now, so. Damn. And now, like, her.
I'll find that comment. Yeah, so I'll post it on the screen.
Fuck with that comment as well. But basically, like, I appreciate how strong you guys are. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it kind of. I've already, like, known this stuff. Like, I've literally experienced it and shit. I know it's toxic and stuff the way, like, I grew up and the way I was brought up. And, I mean, I'm glad you guys. Because there was also a lot of people saying, like, oh, like, it feels, like, basically good that they're not the only ones experiencing this, you know? Yeah. Like, they're not alone. So, shout out to you guys going through that.
And yeah, shout out to you guys for opening up to us. Facts. And commenting, like, your stuff, bro. Because I saw a lot of comments, bro. Like,
like paragraph comments, and that's rare for us, bro. So like, shout out to y'all, bro. Like we don't mind like reading anything, bro. So just comment whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, bro. And guys, we could definitely, bro, to the sky, guys, bro. Fuck, we gotta break generational curses.
Facts.
Break generational trauma. Ya tú sabes.
So, I'm gonna. Oh, hold up. Where is it?
Well, I'm pulling up the Patreons while you're pulling that up.
So I got like comment shoutouts and I got like DM shoutouts or whatever. Okay, so I have a lot. So the first one is wild, bro. It says, my boyfriend has been ignoring me, so I'm gonna ignore him even now, even more now with this 2-hour episode. Thank you, Clam Boys on top.
First of all, don't ignore your boyfriend. Communication is key. You gotta communicate. Ignoring each other is toxic. We can't do that. No more toxic shit. You know what I'm saying? But communication is key.
A late happy birthday to Alex NC2HU. You said that your birthday was February 13th, and obviously already passed. But happy late birthday, bro. Fucking love you for supporting the podcast, the show.
Happy late birthday.
Another one. New podcast to help me get through my night shift. Thanks, appreciate you all. And also, it's not a big deal how you guys talk. It's not mad annoying where I have to stop listening to you guys. For me, it's like vibing with a couple friends. Those people nitpicking most likely have no social life or friends to talk to. If I wanted a ChatGPT podcast, I would listen to that. But I like the real stuff, so keep it up, Clown Boys.
No, and also shout out to people like that who don't give a fuck. And then shout out to the people too who like. Or I guess want like us to speak. They're kind of looking out for us in a way as well. Like I kind of thought hard about it.
Yeah,
they are looking, bro. They're looking out for us, bro. Because if we go somewhere and I sound like an idiot, I feel like I'm not gonna get taken serious.
But that's literally what I said in the episode.
Yeah, so you're right. They're right. We're all right though. All love, you know what I'm saying? I'm not cringe right now. I'm tired, bro.
Shout out to Brian Angel 27. Love the new episode that dropped today, bro. You and Ricardo always make me feel like we homies. Shout out to you, my boy. And then damn, I have mash it,
bro. We are homies though.
Shout out to, this is a TikTok DM. Shout out to Susanna _04. Hey guys, just wanted to say I'm proud of you guys for all of your success. Keep on going and don't ever stop. I've been struggling with my mental health, but I swear to God, your guys' podcast heals me so much. Yo, shout out to you, bro.
Damn.
And especially the deep talks y'all be having, from Ricardo's discipline to work out to you guys not taking shit from anybody and seeing the vision no matter what. Don't ever change, whether it's personality-wise or just anything in general. All of us, your supporters, love you guys and watch you guys for a reason. Your videos and editing skills and everything is perfect from the first second of the video to the last. You guys are up there and will continue to grow.
Damn.
Also, for the 100th episode, I was thinking maybe putting a IRL clip of both of you guys in the gym. I don't know, since you guys go or whatever. I don't know. I feel like it'll be cool. Anyways, be safe and love ya.
Damn, I look, you got teary with that one. I'm not going to lie.
Really?
Yeah, because I was thinking about it, right? Like, maybe that should have been a regular topic. I'm saying it too late. But, like, I be getting sometimes imposter syndrome, right? Like, lately, too, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because, like, I feel like, oh, maybe, like, we're not interesting enough anymore. Or, like...
Why? Because the comments, I'd be like, yo... The scare shit hasn't been hitting or whatever.
Like shit like that. And also like, oh, like, you know what I'm saying, the different comments,
bro. Just use that as motivation. Just come with stronger topics,
nah,
bro.
But also it's like, bro, like the topics are good though. They're interesting topics. It's just like,
I feel like people comment that are people who just like maybe watch the regular shit and be like, what the fuck is this? I want scary shit. But we were never scary shit, but we always made it clear that it's two segments, bro.
That is true.
Yeah,
but
bro.
Anyways, what I'm trying to say is, like, appreciate the support, guys.
Not for sure,
like,
bro.
Like, the people who are definitely watching, fucking showing love all the time and stuff. Y'all motivate us. Trust me, y'all really do motivate us. Y'all probably don't think like your like, your comment, your viewer, whatever matters and stuff, but it really does, bro. Like,
yeah, it goes a long way.
Y'all are fueling literally the fire,
bro. During this whole break that we weren't recording, I was just looking at the comments of like our YouTube videos, and I was like itching to fucking record because of how much support y'all fucking were giving us, bro. I was like, what the fuck?
And again, sorry guys for letting you guys down. There was a lot of shit going on, like it was just a lot of shit. And but we're back at it again. Next episode is gonna be even better. This literal episode was all right, and like from my side, he always shows up and shit.
Yeah, I carried.
So it was all right from my side, but I carried last two episodes, so I don't want to hear it.
What?
I did.
How, bro? I always come. What do you mean? Nah, I always come
with like last two episodes, the regular topics I carried, bro. Don't say shit, bro.
The last two episodes?
Yes, bro.
What did you mention last two episodes?
Last episode, the Apple Vision Pro, I literally carried that whole segment, bro. You literally just mentioned Apple Vision Pro.
Okay.
Like, we're not going to get into that right now, bro, but I was carrying that shit.
Nah.
Yes, I was, bro. Nah. He's fucking around.
Anyways, last Instagram shout out to Giovanni_Lopez.S. Bro, I just want to give you, you want a birthday shout out. So, shout out to you. You say our content is fire. Keep it up. Good content this year. You guys are, this year is your guys' year. Much love from Cali. But shout out to you, Giovanni. February 18th. It passed already, right? Yeah, it's been passed already. Sorry for the late birthday shout out. But again, we were out for like a good 2 weeks and stuff. So shout out to you guys. And happy birthday to you guys. Now to the fucking Patreon shout outs. Right.
You done? I can speak now?
Bro, just go, bro.
Shout out Jimena Rojas, Maria Fernanda Munoz, Kimchi Kim, Eric Mendez, Ronaldo MD, Esquivel A. Yo, is that _Eli21, Eli Hart, Sam.afool, FC Cruz 76, Brandon, a.k.a. Sheets, Angel Garcia, DJ Chris, Damika Bukwa, Elias Luera, Juan Medina, Jesus Chavez. Wait, hold up.
What?
It's coming up. Jesus Chavez, Dragon 430, Isabel Adelén, Maribela Lara, Elizabeth Carrillo Diaz, Lexi_Lou. And I'm not going to say it because I know what it means.
I know what it means, too. Just say it for the meme. Say it for the meme.
You say it, bro.
No, say it.
I said it last time.
Yo, but you're in charge of the Patreon shoutouts. Just say how it is, bro. Is that
Rosa Milano.
Yo, fuck yeah. Y'all should have told us. Some of y'all did tell us, search up what it means. And I obviously went out of my way to go see what it means. And it means... Rosame el ano.
Yes, bro. Like,
yo, fuck you, whoever made that fucking username, bro, because we had no fucking idea, bro.
Kevin Camacho Querido.
Still gonna say it though.
Akatsuki Jackstra, Alex LeBron, Alex Manriquez, Jocelyn Harrison, Nathan Herrera, Jose Aguilera, Jose, Jaime Aurel Bavera, Bel Mendoza, CF Zeus, Miguelito, Will Jimenez, Michael Linares, Sean_16, Jennifer Montalongo.
And that's Base Guy.
We fucking love you guys. More Patreon episodes.
How much is that? Like 40?
40. We got 40.
Yo. Growing, bro. Growing. Bro,
we're 10 away from 50, guys. More Patreon episodes coming out.
So with Patreon, right? We did have 3 reaction videos on there. And I ran into a problem. So I posted it on Vimeo. Because we didn't have the option to post on Patreon itself. And I didn't know you could, because like that was a new feature that was implicated last year, February.
Yeah, you have to post it on YouTube first, then.
Mm-mm. I could post it on actual Patreon now.
Oh.
But, like I said, I posted it on Vimeo, because right there, I didn't have to worry about copyright, and it wouldn't get blocked. But my Vimeo account, it got blocked, and it got deleted, because of copyright.
Right.
So, we ended up deleting those footages. I did manage to post episode 2 of Ghost Adventures and the JJK movie because I had those saved, but I don't have the first episode of Ghost Adventures, so that shit is lost. But I managed to post those, and there was a reason why we couldn't post on Patreon, Because our account was marked as 18 plus content. And I submitted a request to make it an all audience page. Mm-hmm. Give me the option to post, and I'm able to post on Patreon without having to worry about copyright. Mm-hmm. So now you guys will able to watch it without worrying about it getting taken down. When this episode comes out, it's already up because my brother already like posted it. It's in drafts for JJK. We reacted to Jujutsu Kaisen episode 1 and 2. That will be up by now, been out. So again, if you want to join the Patreon now. Anime shout outs, we have guests on those specific ones.
The next Patreon episode, I think we're gonna do a movie just to switch it up a little bit, because switch it up from the shows, we might do that movie
the one with the masks.
Even that we might do two, that one, and also I want to watch The Road. Like he mentioned it to me, so we could watch that as well.
Okay.
So we'll have two episodes with movies. You guys watch the whole movie with us. We'll try to keep the cuts as minimal as possible. So where it's literally us just chilling.
There's no cuts.
I'm talking about the slight pauses on the movie or the show.
I feel that makes it a little bit better.
It doesn't really matter. But basically, you guys get the whole experience of just watching the show or the movie with us. So join the Patreon, guys. You guys get a shout out, and y'all get to watch the show.
Deadass. And you guys get free content, free like HBO content, free
movies, Hulu, free shows,
Hulu shit. But yeah, bro, just come vibe, bro. We don't fucking bite, bro. We're not trying to scam y'all. Like, we're actually posting like regularly on that shit, bro. But again, shout out to you guys. And yeah, that's all I have to say, bro. I was gonna say something else, but nah, that's it for me, bro.
It's been your host, Gra-gra-gra, Ricardo, aka the Ricardo. Gra-gra-gra.
It's been your host, Messiah, aka George. And also, let us know who's been hitting like with the topics recently. Has it been me? Has it been him?
Let me tell you guys, this guy has a fucking ego, bro. I swear, bro.
Nah, bro. Because
he's the only one who mentions the competition out of both of us, bro. I never do. He always does. And last time he did it, he lost. So now, I guess he has to get another L. He has to get humbled again.
All right, bro. Like I said, let us know whose topics have been hitting recently. Who has been carrying the scary shit. Or if it's been both of us. Let us know. And yeah, it's been your host, Messiah, aka George. And do not let the podcast go.
He's only using that to his advantage because this episode I didn't do good. I noticed.
Are you ready to turn your best ideas into a thriving online business?
Introducing Shopify, your no excuses business partner. You might not realize, but our podcast, More Than Mummies, it's a business. And we started it, of course, to talk about maternity, not to become an e-commerce expert.
So yeah, we needed some help selling our merch and getting our start up and running.
another sale.
Shopify is a commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
No matter if you are a garage entrepreneur or a big business, Shopify is the only tool you need to start and grow your business without the struggle.
With Shopify single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere, giving you the insights you need wherever you are. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/sonoro to take your business to the next level today.
Shopify.com/sonoro.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.